Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick,
my daughter is engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
clouds, they'll help you too. One long summer past, they will tempt you. If you get long-term payments, but you need cash now.
Call J.B. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH-NOW.
It's your money. Use it when you need it. Call J.B. Wentworth.
After working here for a few years, I knew it was time to move on. But I wasn't the only one trying to start their career, and everyone else was way more qualified. When I finally found a job I could get, I was pretty much back where I started. Then I saw a commercial for Westwood College and decided to give them a call. At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom, and they helped me build my resume. So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
And now, back to the show where truth is king and logic reigns supreme. Your world, my view. Your hope, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Sotomayor, this is Your World, My Views.
Ooh.
I feel naked without my hair. I'm growing it right back. My daughter going to be mad at me. I'm growing it right back. She wanted me to cut it off. I cut it off at the last minute to make her feel good. I'm growing it right back. As soon as I get rid of her on Tuesday. I'm growing it right back. She going back home with her mama for a little while. I'm going to grow it back. She going to be pissed off. It's all gravy, though, people. Thank you guys for joining the show. This is Your World, My Views. We've had a lot of callers on here. Me and my man, Surreal, we've been just having a good old time, just doing what the fuck we do, just enjoying it. You are very quiet, though, Surreal. That's amazing that you can do that.
Well, you know, I just show common courtesy, man. I want to interject and jump on it, brother. Y'all still having a debate. You know what I'm saying? You don't need nothing from the peanut gallery. You know, I just figure that you're, you know, for lack of a better comparison, you're Howard Stern. I'm Robin at this point. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have to get up in the mix. It doesn't have to be my show. You know what
I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool, but I don't mind you jumping in because I know, and I like the fact that you don't have a problem saying, man, my opinions are different than yours, bro. My opinion is different than yours, and it should be. You should be able to say, because here's the thing. We as grown men have been devoid of being able to even do that. We believe that if we hang out with Jamie Foxx, we got to believe everything that Jamie Foxx do and go along with it, or he going to cut us. We believe if we hanging out with a fine bitch, we got to agree with everything she say, or she going to cut us. We've been an emasculated group of people. Am I wrong?
You ain't lying, big bro, man. And I always thought that it was something just in the South, because if you disagree with a person just on anything, they ain't going to fuck with you, and they're going to feel like they don't like you, and they're going to feel like you're argumentative and you confront people because you like chocolate and they like vanilla. And you just stuff it civilly. And I mean, no name calling, just civilly. Nah, I like chocolate. What do you mean you like chocolate? I mean, vanilla's best. My mama like vanilla. Hey, man, hey, I understand you like vanilla. No, you don't, you know?
You a pussy-ass nigga. You don't like chocolate, old pussy-ass nigga.
You know what I mean? And you know, the cooler, the more intelligent the brother, the more likely they are to just be cool with the disagreement that you can have. I figure, like, you know, if you're a politician, I still vote for you, and you don't have to be my clone for either my vote. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And the best cabinets are run by people who they don't agree with. You can't get no better if you just keep hanging around. Literally, this show would suck if everybody just said everything I said was just right. Now, the thing is, you brought it up, and we're going to bring in my man, Social Assassin, but you brought this up before we go to the phone call. You brought it up. You said what I believe that other people should be able to recognize. Now, I want you to be able to explain how did you come to that conclusion where you were able to say, emotionally, I don't like what you're saying. Even though logically, I get what you're saying. Emotionally, it doesn't fit. You were able to literally separate them. And I told you, I do it all the time. When I do shows, sometimes some of the shit I say, I feel bad that I just said it. But I'm like, but it has to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and tell people how you got to the point where you were able to say, yeah, I do have a left and a right brain, because motherfuckers don't really get that we do have a left and a right brain.
Well, you know, I kind of learned that the first time I called the show, we was debating, and these was you was actually getting me on logical things that I couldn't actually counteract. So rather than try to fight the wave of things that made sense, I just accepted it in my new, you know, idea pool. I was like, well, you know what? That is true because, you know, the highest of high, you know, they want to keep their shit whitest of the white. And the
yep.
same thing with the Chinese people and the Polynesians and every other culture want to keep that, you know, pure. Because when you have the mixed people, it does weaken the race. Then there's variations, then you have hierarchies, then you have a caste system.
Exactly.
If everybody was homogeneous, there is no caste system. It's just black, black, and black, black. You know, there's no high black, there's no low black, there's just black, black. Now when you introduce, like, the medium, you have, like, you know, people put on pedestals. And, you know, just because of the media today, they introduced the caste system that forced us to love those light-skinned people. And this is on a subconscious level that you can't even control because, you know, the mixed people are there. And, you know, if you acknowledge these facts, you have to agree with that it's not making the black people stronger. Yet if I was in a cave and there was, like, a whole bunch of black people, a lot of them were mixed, and there was a whole lot of white people out there saying, get them niggers, they're not differentiating between the light and the dark ones.
Right.
I get my gun, he gets his gun, and we shoot it out. So emotionally, I'm definitely with that.
But have you understood that white people do the same thing with their own people? I'll give you a perfect example of what you just said. If white people don't like white trash, but if a race war broke out, or if they had a hiring of who they'd have to hire, they'd hire white trash before they hire a black person.
All fucking day, and they don't even like or acknowledge the motherfuckers. You never
Thank
see
you.
A white trash special, although there's a lot of it. I mean, really. But let some racial shit go on in a diner. White trash and white businessmen are suddenly up in arms together.
Exactly. And that's what I keep trying to tell black folks. Yes, there's going to be a time in which mixed people will literally get treated like black folks. It'll be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean we can't acknowledge the difference.
That's true.
Because white people acknowledge the difference between motherfuckers that's broke, and white people don't treat broke motherfuckers the same as they treat motherfuckers with money. They don't.
You're right, and they ain't putting them on pedestals like they are doing in the black community, and that is the point.
White people know they look down on me. They look down on broke people, and broke people know this. That's why broke people try to get money.
Mm-hmm.
And then white people still look down on broke people who just got money because they call them nouveau riche, and they be like, you going to blow it?
Because they try to keep that little circle pure.
That's right.
If you ain't been down, you won't want you to get down unless you are down with these family lines and family ties.
Thank you. That's why people want to say Barack Obama black, but they keep forgetting that he got blood ties to Dick Cheney and George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting to be president if you don't have the right blood ties, nigga. That's point blank.
Yep. You have to be connected to the folk.
Keep telling people all day, it ain't going to be no damn Sotomayor's president. We got lucky, got one of them to be the damn
justice.
Damn Supreme Court justice.
Supreme Court.
That shit was an accident. they tried to bring up all kind of shit about that chick. It made me mad. They tried to say all kinds of stuff of why she shouldn't be. The woman was qualified.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
ain't that right?
She represented La Raza.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
they turned her bitch into a thug out of nowhere. I was like, how did this happen?
Because she had racial pride, and that's not good. That skins white people. You have racial pride.
Thank you.
You're a militant. You're a violent. You're one of those civil terrorists. You want to do somebody harm because you love your people, and you investigate your history.
I'm glad you just said that. And have you noticed that's why a lot of white folks was trying to help black women go against me?
Mm-hmm.
But as small as people think I am, they don't really understand how big I am.
Yes.
I'm big enough to be a threat.
Yeah, that Fox shit was mind-blowing, man.
And I sit back and I look. Like I said, when I had that guy, he's one of the top, and I'm not going to give out his name, one of the top linebackers in the NFL today, hit me up and wanted me to counsel him. He wants to get in my counseling.
My nigga, man, don't tell me his name. I just want an autographed jersey. If you can, I have money and I'll pay.
Well, because
you
know, client
patient. You're right.
I can't, but I just wanted people to understand that. It's like, you could say I'm spitting bullshit, but most black men want it and have needed to hear what I'm saying. And it rings true to him. When the fact that Shane was like, yeah, I'm mixed, but what this nigga just said is 100% correct. He's right. There's nothing wrong with just pointing out the truth. There's nothing wrong with telling a midget you could probably beat him in one-on-one. There's nothing wrong with telling your 5'9" son that he's going to have a hard time making the NBA. There's nothing wrong with that. I think this is a lot of the problem in the black community is that we don't want to tell people the truth. We think telling people the truth is bad because we think with our emotional side. We like that motherfucking cereal. One side of it got this damn sweet side, and the other side got the damn healthy side. But we won't let that healthy side talk. We don't want to bring out the kid. We just want a motherfucker to bring out the kid in him every time he show up. Just bring out the kid in you. Don't bring out the adult in you. Bring out the kid in you.
Shredder, we throwback commercial reference out there for the people that don't get it.
All I did was watch TV growing up. What's up, Social Assassin?
Man.
What it do, my brother?
Man.
What it do?
What up,
talk to us. You on the line? This is anything you want to talk about. I'd ask a question. I know you got a big, and I know you want to talk about the girl that called. So here's what
girl,
I'm going
to
do. I'm going
to
give you a topic.
And then you
address whichever one you want to address first, the girl or the topic.
Okay.
The topic is, who do you think is most at fault, the pastor or the congregation, when the man was spreading HIV to all the women in the congregation? Who's most at fault? You can address either one first, but I want you to address both.
I got to go with the congregation. Like the church people just follow any fucking body. They don't give a fuck. They ain't got no kind of standard. They're looking to pop up and be like, I believe in Jesus, and I'm up here, so my suit's better than yours, so you should listen to me.
That's why they believed R. Kelly when he said he believed he could fly. No, he can't.
That's why bitches be out here listening to Steve Harvey with 3 failed marriages. Come on. And this is my friend. Like, if this nigga got 3 failed marriages, you gonna listen to a comedian? This nigga's whole life is a joke. He's a comedian.
That nigga said literally.
Literally, his life is a joke. You out here listening to him? All right. That's how you feel. Oh, got you.
I'm with you on that. Alright, talk to me about that girl. Talk to me about the girl who had the nerve to call back in with the same phone number like we didn't know it was the same phone number.
See, I missed the first call. I got in late and then I caught the second phone call, and she was all over the place.
It was the same chick.
He turned into a straight Jedi on that bitch. She was fucking. She went after no fucking. Nigga, she was like, you asked her, what's 1 + 1? Well, it depends on if you're going to use top rule notebook paper or you're going to use a 3-ring bond. It all depends. No, it don't. It's the same shit.
Why do they do that to me? Okay, maybe you can help me out. Why do they do that to me? They won't just answer the fucking question. They give me this, it all depends on shit. Oh, they go to something else.
Want to admit when they fucking wrong. I mean, it's just what it boils down to. That's the line of that shit. They just emotional and they don't want to admit when they're wrong. I mean, and then the dude, what really pissed me off was the dude that just got off the phone. This nigga, yo, what was he talking about?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I understand, and I think Surreal did a good job of saying, look, they're arguing with the emotional side. And that's why if you see that I asked him before I even told him that, I said, were you raised with just your mama? He's like, yeah. I said, well, that's why you're talking to me like about what hurts they feelings. Why would I care what hurts mixed people's feelings by calling them mixed? I could see if I said, you ain't shit, motherfucker, and you need to be burned in a stove. I get that. But all I said was they should be called mixed.
But
I don't
He's arguing a fact. How the fuck you gonna argue? Like only black people take yellow and fucking blue and mix it together and call that shit yellow or blue. Nigga, that shit is green. The fuck is you doing? What are you talking about? It's not the same shit.
I don't understand it. Like I said, and I said white people don't treat mixed people like they just horrible people, but they don't call them white.
You know what white people do? White people fucking move the goalposts because, you know, before, and I have Italian blood, but before people discovered the fucking greatness of Rome, the rest of fucking Europe wasn't fucking with them dark-ass fucking Italians and fucking Greeks down there. As soon as these motherfuckers found out that fucking, the Roman Empire and motherfuckers was ruling over Egypt and all that shit, motherfuckers straight claimed that shit.
Well, you know,
you
it's
know
still
saying?
Two different groups of Rome, of Italians. The Sicilians are the one that the Moors took over the Sicilians. That's why they're dark.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I am. I'm Sicilian. Still on that fucking island and shit. Well, I'm not blood of Sicilian. My grandfather was Sicilian. Motherfucker as dark as you. Might not be that dark. He's dark as fuck.
It's hard to be dark as me. That microphone up here laughing and pointing at me.
The microphone black as fuck with a weave, and it's laughing at you. but it's just like I get amazed when I hear a dude make those fucking arguments. Because he sounded like, he sounded just like the girl. He, the girl was fucking deflecting, the dude deflecting. The nigga's
but
saying,
don't you understand it always?
Well,
Social, don't you understand that in each argument I've ever had with anybody on the show, have you noticed it always comes down to a fact that they don't agree with? It's
exactly.
never an opinion. It's a fact
exactly.
that they don't agree
it's
with.
It's never an opinion. You can't argue a fucking fact. And you know what tripped me out about the girl? I'm jumping all over the place, but I'm double-decking in this bitch. But this motherfucker don't sit here and say, well, you brought up the statistics of black women being the lowest, the last, and the least picked out of all men when it comes to marriage. She don't sit there and say, well, you can't use statistics and standards, and then turn right around like two sentences later and fucking bring up a statistic. Bitch, what are we going to do? Are we going to use statistics? Or are we going to use numbers? Or are we just going to throw those bitches the fuck out? What are we
Let
gonna
me tell
do?
You something.
Way, you fucked up in the game.
Black women is not even like double dutch. It's like hopscotch. I wanted to say it was like double dutch, but at least double dutch, you got to get in that bitch, and then once you get in that, you
got
to move your feet the same damn way to
I
stay
got,
in it.
I got one. Arguing with black women is like playing basketball with LeBron James. This nigga does not play with the same rules that everybody else. This nigga get the travel, crab walk, and... You can't touch him. All kinds of fucking shit. This nigga got his crowd turned all the way off. He can do whatever the fuck he want to do, but as soon as you look at his direction, they want to call fucking fat. And that's how it is, tagging with a fucking practice. Anytime you fuck, they can do whatever the fuck they want. They can use whatever ad hominem. They can fucking troll out of you. They can say any kind of irrelevant shit that ain't got fuck all to do with nothing. And soon as you fucking say one thing that's right, soon as you set your feet and square up on this nigga, the whistle blows. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, that
nigga brought
real.
Up the crab dribble.
And that's the real
what?
Shit that be going on. They live and play by their own ass rules, and if you call
Everybody
them on it, it's not good.
Niggas throwing the ball off the fuck out of bounds and shit.
Video,
they black women play the game like they playing on NBA fucking jams and shit. Niggas get running around punching niggas
and
shit.
And they already heated up. They on fire.
Already heated up. They come to the arena mad. On fire. Bombing on niggas. Yep. Shooting from half court.
But Social, did you also understand and see how what happened when I brought up something as simple as when I was talking about on the video, and I think this is the one that made I think it was a culmination of a lot of stuff because a lot of people are retweeting my stuff. But I think it was a culmination of when I did the two videos about the black man who got out of the black man who got the hell beat out of him. Then I did the one about the Republican convention. And I talked about how white people do the same thing. They change the rules. They love talking about the...
Exactly.
Yeah, they love talking about the motherfucking Constitution, but they have been ignoring the Constitution for most of the time since it's been written.
So we just gonna act like white people. We gonna act like this country is built on freedom, but really it's built on cultural imperialism and fucking oppression and shit. So we gonna act like we just free. We gonna act like they ain't trying to pass a bill today in Congress that will prohibit the sale and trade of fucking homegrown and fruits and vegetables and shit.
Yeah, you're not gonna make me forget something. I think that's what people really get mad at me about because I keep thinking, no, you're not gonna punk me like that. You're not gonna make me just act like this doesn't exist. It exists.
Right, exactly. And that's another thing fucking white people like to do. We all over the place, right? And before I get into this shit, I just want to say, if the nigga listening, fuck you, Byron Long. But yeah, they love to do that shit. White people, they want you to fucking forget about anything that they ever fucking did wrong in the past. It's like 9/11 happened, they want you to fucking remember that shit. The Holocaust, remember, they want you to remember that shit. Slavery come up, y'all need to get over that shit.
No, it ain't white people, though. Let me tell you who it is. See, Jews are smart enough to make sure they have their agenda, and their agenda is to make sure you remember what the fuck you did to us. They're smart. Black people don't even want to acknowledge slavery. Don't you know that most black people don't even tell their kids about slavery? Who the fuck you? Let me tell you something. My mama didn't set me down and tell me about no fucking slavery. She didn't know no slavery story. The only time we heard about slavery was when I went to school and they misrepresented it.
Mama, the fuck you talking about? Black people don't teach their kids about fucking anything. Black people don't teach their kids about shit but Beyonce and shots. That's all the fuck we learn in the fucking black community.
But that's why I get mad when I hear. But that's why I get mad.
They don't even know shit about civil rights.
But that's why I get mad when black folks talk about what the school ain't teaching. Well, what the fuck are you teaching?
What are you teaching exactly?
Yeah.
What are you teaching? How to drop your fucking kids off on the weekday and go to the fucking club?
Don't you know most black parents use the schools as babysitters?
I've been saying that for years, bro. I've been saying that it's just like a fucking 13 years free fucking daycare.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids don't fucking learn shit because the parents ain't putting it in their head that they go to school to fucking learn. It's not a holding facility.
And it's apparent that a lot of them don't feel like being bothered. You get that impression when you go to a store, when you go to a public venue, how they yell at the young man, and you kind of feel sorry for the young lady, the young man that they're yelling at, and the general demeanor that you just saw, and you see it so much. It's apparent that they don't want to be around their kids. They want to go to the club. They want to have a real life. They see that with
right.
themselves, these, you know, Facebook pages. You know?
There's nothing fucking wrong with that. There's absolutely fucking nothing wrong with that. The bitch don't have a fucking kid as an embryo then.
You know what I mean? You knew that before you
making you do that shit? Nobody told you to fucking get in vitro fertilization when you was an embryo. And that's...
You're right. That's what kills me. I hear girls say it all the time. I heard a girl tell me, "I've been a parent since I was 18. I'm ready to go out and live." Bitch, did nobody put a gun up to your head and make you have that baby?
No, but they put a dick up to her mouth and made her suck it, apparently. God damn, bitch, what the fuck?
You chose to be a parent. That's a choice. Matter of fact, women fought for that shit in
Roe versus Wade.
Roe versus Wade, man.
Yeah, Roe versus Wade. They fought for that shit.
Fought for that shit. Got the shit. Now they like, man, you know what?
Yep,
fuck
it's
this
just
shit.
Your fault, not mine. I got 24 to purple. You got your condom.
Come on.
It's all your fault, nigga.
Can we call Ghostbusters for that bitch to call in? Because he definitely said black women have strong souls. I don't want no strong souls around me. I thought we got rid of that in the 80s. Bobby Brown made a song about the shit and everything. That's not what you talking about with some strong souls.
That's what I said. I was like, what are you, you know what, and that's what's messed up. Like, I give black women, they've been watching my videos for a long time. They've been listening to my show for a while. Yet every time they get on, maybe it's stage fright, but every time I ask them that simple question, what's the black woman positive stereotype? Do you know they can't answer it?
When I was an undergrad, I did motherfucking personal fucking research just for the fuck of it. And I went on Facebook and I asked a bunch of like damn near 90% of my fucking Facebook friends, my female Facebook friends, my black ones, give me 3 words to fucking describe you. Do you know, like, damn near all them bitches was like, I'm strong, I'm independent.
Yep.
Bitch, you're a freshman in college. How the fuck are you independent?
You know what I'm saying? You on welfare. But there are bitches who on welfare who say they're independent. I hate
bitches
that word.
I can't stand that shit. Bitches is a second assistant doorman at fucking Walmart, and you talking about you fucking independent? You can't even bag groceries without your manager's consent.
You live with your mama. You are not independent.
You live with your mama who live with her mama. Mm. Nigga, it's 3 generations of fucked upness in that fucking family, and all y'all claiming independence. Y'all just waiting for each other to die off so you can inherit the big house.
Yep.
Come on, man. Fuck out
of here.
Niggas in the house go in the living room. They got an old-ass floor model TV with a color TV sitting on top of it with a fucking flat-screen TV sitting on top of it. 3 generations of bullshit.
Oh, shit.
Come on, man.
Hey, it's so you're a fucking idiot.
Yo, I've seen this shit. I've literally seen that shit.
That is not hate. That's not hyperbole. I've seen it. I've seen a 60-inch screen.
Not a hyperbole
screen.
At all.
Hold on. I've seen a 60-inch screen, right? And I was telling some shit to these people. They had roaches crawling through a 60-inch screen, my nigga, with the cover off.
How the fuck and you crawling through goddamn roaches? You've been in the house
everywhere.
So long, the roaches that involved. The roaches can crawl through flat screens now. The roaches are immune to fucking plasma radiation.
It was those big ass screens that came out before the flat screens, like the big ass heavy ones you had to get
the projection TVs.
TVs,
the shit that the motherfucking TV like the top of a fucking minivan. I know what
the
fuck you're talking
about. The one you could hide in if you was that nigga from Goodfellas.
The got the flat screen in the front, and it kind of got the ridges on the screen, and then the back with like a fucking side of a fucking Illuminati triangle and shit, Illuminati skirt. That big wide ass shit.
Damn.
That's a big one.
I've seen that shit. Bitches out here talking about they fucking strong and independent, out here living with their mama's mama.
But I like
working
what Miss Mo
Walmart.
But I like what Miss Mo asked. And she asked a great question. She said, how many men have ever written down the criteria that they want from a woman as she's strong? None of them.
Not a one of them. I don't want no fucking strong bitch like that. Like,
well, let me think about this. And I want to ask Surreal. Surreal, have you ever stood up there and said when you was talking to your homeboy and he said, man, I love my girl, and you said, why? And he said, because she's strong. Have you ever heard this?
My nigga, hell nah, man. I really see the opposite. Because, I mean, that strength, it just reminds me of a power struggle because you hear me talking, right? I talk like this all the time. If we talk like this all the time, I mean, this is going to be some problems. Ain't? There goes a power struggle. Who the fuck wants that? Because that's your strength. You want a strong man. And yeah, I want a strong woman. No.
When I hear this, she's fucking strong, I'm thinking, oh, you going to help me move this goddamn furniture or some shit? What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
That's all the fuck I need.
Like, my girl's strong as fuck. I seen that bitch move all kind of furniture and shit.
Like, it's not strong in that sense. It's not. They confuse it. They equate it with aggressiveness and you know, just belligerent. And that's not fucking strong at all.
It's those are masculine.
That's a sign of weakness. You're projecting your insecurity.
Well, there's a bunch of women who are saying, maybe I got it wrong. There's a bunch of women who are saying, I want y'all to stay here with me. There's a bunch of women who are saying that they have heard a lot of people say it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer some more of these phone calls from these men. I want y'all to stay here with me. I'm going to answer some more phone calls from these men, and let's see if some of them have said, yeah, I want a bitch that's strong. Robert from the 517, you're on the phone with my man Social and my man Surreal and me. Have
I
you ever
really
said
Robert
that you want a strong
shit.
Woman?
Hey, what's up, Tommy? What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Bobby, hey, Bobby, have you ever heard somebody say, have you yourself ever said that you want a strong woman?
Hell fuck no. I'll be real with you, man. No. I want a woman that's feminine, man. It's like, because I'll say this, and like I told my mom this. Oh, by the way, Sorrel, what's up with you, man? I mean, they know you, dog. So here's my thing. It's like, these women aren't strong. So they're lying. Because, like, true strength is, you know, because, like, I look at my mom. I'll tell you, my mom's birthday is coming up on Saturday. I'm going to get her a nice little gift. But let me tell you about my mom. She's feminine. She's never disrespected my dad in public. She's never had a yelled at her or anything like that. And I'll tell you what, she worked outside the home. But you know what? She cooked. She cleaned. She was a good wife. She is a good wife. Let me tell you about strength. She has strength that a lot of these women can't do. Let me tell you, she almost died when I was born. Like, she to this day, she has some small intestines because it was gangrenous when I came out. If this had happened to her when I was still, like, in her body, we'd both be dead right now. She survived that surgery. She's had a hysterectomy. She's had sinuses. You know what? She still has smaller face and still positive. That's strength, Tommy. Most of these women these days don't have it. That's real talk.
And
that
strength
is
silent. Think about it, Bobby. Strength is silent. Strength is something that other people see in you, not that you just go out and say it to them. Think about it. Every quote-unquote positive quality a black woman has, she says she has it, not the people around her.
Yeah, that reminds me of a story I have. It's like my ex-girlfriend, right? I was talking to her, and we got into a conversation about, you know, humility. And she's supposed to be, and she's this diehard Christian. I was telling her that, like, true strength is, you know, you don't say how strong you are. You don't boast about your accomplishments. You let the other people say you're accomplished. And my mom did that. She's like, you're sweet, you're kind. She doesn't go around saying she's a Christian. She exhibits it through her actions. Talk about actions. So I was trying to tell her that. She was like, well, I'm confident. I want people to know about that. And I realized something. This is a pointless conversation. Me telling a Christian about humility, which is the cornerstone of Christianity, is like giving a fish swimming lessons. Hey, dog, you know, you teach you to swim, dog? You a fish. Flap your tail, dude. Oh, I need some help, dog. It sounds stupid.
Y'all got it.
So I stopped, and that's kind of made me realize that, you know.
It's just that, I mean, think about this. And I know I keep calling you Bobby, but I'm from the South. We don't call, if a nigga, you call me and you said your name was Richard, I start calling you Dick.
That's cool, man.
But I just want to say, I want to ask you this, seriously. Like about the Serena Williams thing. As soon as they asked her a relevant question, she said, praise me. And I don't think anybody else caught that but me. That it is, it's like the black woman go to praise me. What is that about? Is it like, okay, have you ever seen Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh, yeah, old school movie. Yeah. Tish Campbell.
Right. You remember, you had to keep giving, no matter how much you fed Seymour, he just got bigger and wanted to eat more.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me,
right.
Seymour.
Feed me all night long. But think about it. Doesn't it seem like that's what black women are? They're like the character on the, and I love that movie. This was one of the most underrated movies out there. It was a very good movie. The new class of X-Men. The character that was played by Kevin Bacon. No matter how much power you had, he just sucked it in.
Sebastian Shaw.
That Sebastian Shaw was the shit. I don't care what nobody tell you.
The Black King, dog. The Black King.
Right. What do you think about it? Black women are like that person. Whatever power you have, they just suck it from you.
You're right. I know that you say you don't like people agreeing to anything you say, but you haven't said anything yet that doesn't make any sense. And it's like, and the thing about with praise is that, like, I think a lot of black women are very self-conscious. It's like they kind of know. I think deep down inside they know they're at the bottom of the barrel. They know that they're not this, but they don't want you to say it. They want you to keep on building up their ego.
Right. They're self-conscious. They're self-aggrandizing. Anything that you can bring up about being self. The one thing that black women aren't is self-aware.
Yeah, they're very delusional. Because, like, I had this thought when I was at the gym today. When I look in the mirror, I see a fat black dude. They look in the mirror, a fat black chick looks in the mirror. She sees Tyra Banks.
Right.
She don't look like Tyra Banks. She'll have Tyra Banks' money, she'll have the body, but you know what? In her mind, she thinks she's Tyra Banks. And she expects you to treat her like she's Tyra Banks.
Hey, man. I've seen chicks, and I want to go to Social and see if he's done it, because, you know, Social been around the world. This motherfucker got some wild-ass stories. So, Social.
What up?
Do you know any women, because I know some on my friends list, who have put up that picture of themselves talking about they look like that person, and when you say they don't, they'll block you or cuss you out?
What? Every fucking black bitch thinks she's a fucking celebrity. What is it? I'm a pimp in my own mind. These bitches are superstars in their own mind.
Right.
And if you disagree with that shit, bitch can't look like a motherfucking wet booger bear, and she gonna claim she fucking making good. Y'all look like making good.
I got blocked by a bitch that said she looked like Kelly Rowland. Put a picture of herself and Kelly Rowland beside it. Am I saying? And then at first I didn't know it was her. I just saw the picture come across. I said, those two people look nothing alike. I said, whoever that girl is that thinks she look as good as Kelly Rowland is delusional. That bitch cussed me out and blocked me.
See, what I don't get is bitches cussing me out because they already, like, they know how the fuck I am. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. Fuck your feelings. Don't say no stupid shit to me. But I've been blocked before. I have been blocked before. My thing is, I was having a conversation like a week ago with a chick, and I was telling her, you know, it doesn't matter what the fuck you think about yourself. I mean, it does in your own mind, but at the end of the day, if you can think you like making good, you can think you're the smartest person in the world, but a majority of other people think you're like, God damn, that's an ugly, dumb bitch. Guess what? Chances are you're an ugly, dumb bitch. But you can't say that because all of a sudden, if you tell black women the truth, I can't even say black women. If you tell black people the truth now, especially simple-minded
Amen.
Black people, you are a fucking hater. That's they cut out me. But you hate me. How the fuck am I hating? How the fuck am I hating? How is that hating? When I say, the McLaren F1 is faster than a Honda Civic, and you just eat on Honda Civics, what the fuck am I hating on a Honda Civic for?
But we have used that. That word is a catch-all word. You catch anybody that doesn't agree with you, they become a hater. You don't agree with me, you're hating.
It's a cop-out.
All of our words are cop out. The word five star chick is a cop out. Seriously.
All of our words, all of our little phrases are cop out, and they're fucking ambiguous and they really don't mean shit.
Strong means nothing. Strong. Even when I was having a discussion within the group, I was having a discussion within the group, and the girl kept telling me, I have heard people say strong. Mentally strong. I've heard guys say mentally strong. And I was like, yeah, but the bitches that be typing that shit on their page don't put mentally strong. So
hell, you mentally strong. What are you, Professor X? Jean Grey? Mentally strong? Y'all, these bitches got superpowers. I'm mentally strong. You can move shit with your mind? Fuck out of here.
Telekinesis.
How are you mentally strong? You mentally retarded. Saying some dumb shit like this. How the fuck you mentally strong and you a fucking lobotomist with nails? You can't even hold a fucking needle. You mentally strong? You dumb bitch. You're fucking mentally strong.
We all a bunch of nerds, y'all know that, right?
What? Hey, I got everything.
My show is almost like the Big Bang Theory with niggas in it and cussing.
What kind of shit is that? I'm mentally strong. I'm broke as fuck, and I'm like, well, I can't even think of nothing dumb to say about this. That's like you broke, but you claiming you got fucking money, but you ain't got no money. You homeless.
I remember I told my girl the other day, I said, I make broke look good. She laughed.
What the fuck kind of, like, just stupid shit. Mentally strong.
It's just a nebulous compliment, man. You know what I'm saying? It could mean anything. Like I have a great imagination, or I'm as good as any team in the NFL. What the fuck do these statements mean?
you can't even really say that's the real. You can't even say I'm as good as any team in the NFL, because that shit can be proven. You can go to the NFL and get your head knocked off my fucking radio list. You ain't as good.
You're
as
right.
That's the thing, though. Well, I still want to say this, though. Right. That's the thing. We don't deal in things that we can easily be proven, though. That's where
exactly.
We stay away from. Have you noticed things that we can easily be proven,
Americans,
we stay away from it?
That's why black Americans are the fucking most religious people.
Yeah.
I take that back. They're not even fucking religious. Black people aren't fucking religious. They just pick a religion. That ain't the fucking same thing.
No, I think you're right by the technical definition of religious. We are that.
Because black women
go out and sin all 6 days a week, then they go to church on Sunday, and they do that every week. So they religiously do that.
Obviously, they sinning on Sundays. They catching a monster from the fucking pit.
You are right. But whatever it is black women do, they just do it over and over again. Whatever got them two kids. Well, think about it. Whatever got them the three kids they got from three different niggas, they doing it to the fourth nigga. They fucking that same fourth nigga with the same. They're doing the exact same thing that got them in the bad position. Black women will not change it. They will continue to do what got them in that position.
You're a psychologist. Your psychologist, right? And you know that is the clinical definition of insanity.
You
keep doing the
same
shit.
You know what black
women
hope for, though, when it comes to relationships? They hope you do them better than they're doing themselves. That's why they put all the blame on the man. They will say, I believed him. I thought he was different. I whatever it is, they will have nothing that proved it, but they will still be able to blame him.
How the fuck do you think he's different when you ain't different?
Thank you. Exactly. You haven't changed your ways, but you want him to treat you better than you treat you.
And you attracted the same type of nigga that, you know, brought you all the hardship in the first place, displaying all the same characteristics.
Yo, surreal. I've seen that shit happen. So fucking much. Bitch, you hate. He wasn't like that. I mean, he had on a sweater vest. What the fuck? That don't make him a different person, you dumb bitch. Mean and corny as fuck.
Especially if you met the nigga at a sweater vest convention. What was he supposed to be wearing?
Motherfucker, she been dating niggas that fucking got dreads and fucking, not saying niggas with dreads is fucked up, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, stereotypically looking. And then she ain't made a change in her life and her mentality and her way of thinking. She go out and pick a nigga that he wear a button, supposed to be a different type of guy, even though you haven't changed to notice the different types of fucking dudes. That's fucking
And that's
stupid.
What hurts me. You're 100% correct. That's what hurts me when I see that. When I see the idea of you picked a dude that literally is no different than he was at XYZ moment. He's no different.
Nope.
You still want him to treat you somehow different when, honestly, you're worse. See, when you got that last nigga, you didn't have no kids and you didn't have no stretch marks. Now you got kids, stretch marks, and you're 10 years older. So why do you believe, honestly, that the man is supposed to treat you better than the first one? That makes no sense. Honestly, by logic, but that's why I lose a lot of black people, though. That's why a lot of black people get mad at me. Because they say, well, if you're saying this, like I'll hear people say all the time, well, if you're saying this, then apparently your girlfriend is a virgin or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no.
I just know how to do exactly what Surreal said.
Exactly what Surreal said. I know there's a difference between the truth and what I'll do. I know the truth about eating fucking pork chops. I just like eating them, but I don't deny the truth.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. That's a perfect fucking analogy. Like, you know what the fuck. You know. You got to be realistic. Especially being a black man in America, you already know when you go out here and you can fucking with Atlantic Station, 99% of them bitches out there don't have fucking 800 kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already fucking know.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Like, I know what I'm dealing with, but that don't mean I can't point out what I'm dealing with. Like, a girl be like, I can't believe you think I'm a hoe. Why would you be with a hoe? I'm like, because I like hoes. I can reconcile the fact that I like hoes, but I'm not going to sit up here and tell you you ain't no hoe. And when you know you got three damn baby daddy, I know you flying across country to suck a nigga dick. I know you doing it. You's a hoe. That's what hoes do.
Motherfuckers, as you with me, if I'm a hoe, bitch, because you gave it up to me in the club.
Yes, I like hoes. You with me. There's nothing wrong with admitting that, and I don't know why in the black community we can admit what the fuck it is we're doing. It is what it is. There's no problem. Be happy. And it's like white boys. White boys know half the women they married fuck the football team.
They're from the football team. Yeah. They just the one that got put with. What do you mean? He was the one that got the football fucking team.
Think about that white man. That white man that with his wife was fucking all them people, and he got up in front of court and said, I don't want her to go to jail. I still love my wife.
What kind of shit was that? What part of the game was that?
Because he knew what kind of woman he had.
What part of the fucking game was that shit? Nigga out there looking like Arn Anderson and shit. The nigga out there looking like Arn Anderson, prime flair.
But wait, another topic. Your boy, Chris Lighty. This man has shot himself after arguing with his ex-wife.
What kind of shit is that? These niggas got the game fucked up. For real, these niggas got the game fucked up. You kill yourself over a bitch you ain't even fucking almost?
Is he dead?
You kill yourself over a bitch in period. What kind of shit is that?
I don't get it. And I'm going to say this to y'all. I'm going to say to y'all what my grandmama said. If I got a problem with you, I'd rather kill you and ask God for forgiveness than kill myself and get no forgiveness.
That's true.
Shit. That's crazy. I love me. I don't give a fuck about you.
If you believe in God, if y'all right. Christians like y'all say y'all are, you kill that other nigga and then you ask God for forgiveness. They the one
right.
got me pissed off.
Forgive you, he's your personal fucking genie, apparently. Niggas only see the fucking God when they fucking need some shit. This nigga pop out like the fucking genie of Aladdin and shit. I didn't know
I'm not killing myself
God.
Over a bitch.
Over a bitch. Ex-bitch. Your ex.
And I'm sorry, I'm starting to believe that I don't watch too much ID Network, but I don't believe these men killing themselves. I believe these hoes are killing these men and then making it look...
Oh, you already know that shit happens, though. As a black man, you know, get trained fucking investigation.
Yeah, how often black men get out of an argument and just shoot their damn selves? Seriously. But then, do you remember Don Cornelius did that
apparently
shit?
Apparently they shoot themselves in the back of fucking police cars with their hands tied. So.
Yes! That apparently black men have just started to just shoot their motherfucking selves over anything.
I thought suicide was a white nigga. Shot himself and just left him in the car. Y'all heard about that, right?
What happened?
What?
That Tennessee receiver, like a couple weeks ago, he shot himself. It was a suicide. They just found him like in a parking lot.
Oh yeah, I remember. I put it on my page. Yeah, the Tennessee receiver that he shot himself. Same shit.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought it was the 14 shit.
Y'all remember what they said about the Cincinnati Bengals receiver? That nigga that was fast. I forgot his name. They said that nigga
just
shot him at the back of the page.
Chris Henry.
Yeah, Chris Henry. This nigga just jumped off the back of a fucking truck, because the girl wouldn't let him in it.
What kind of shit is that? That nigga got thrown off the back of his own truck.
You know?
Yeah. What she charged?
Bitch, you got to die today.
Because if my black ass did it, I'd be under the jail, yo. If nigga riding in the back of my pickup and he fall, hit the back of his head, and he died, I'd go to jail.
Thank you.
This is the Commonwealth, baby. You know what I'm saying? They with the black man, I'm on the news.
Jail for speeding.
You're right.
But this is the stuff why people, when they ask me, they say, well, why are you so in this? Because I keep thinking, do you know that nobody gives a shit when something happens to a black man? Seriously, nobody gives a shit.
Not a little bit, man.
Not a single fuck is given. Anything happens to a black man, it doesn't matter what the fuck it is.
I mean, they just closing the book on this nigga. This nigga, they say, oh, it's a poor thing. It's a sad thing that he shot himself. You mean ain't nobody even questioning this shit?
Man, ain't nobody gonna fucking, you ain't gonna do no interview. You ain't gonna take this shit to court. You can take that shit to the people's court. God damn, what the fuck?
But then you remember, though, I did put up a story about them black bitches that was shooting on that damn Detroit boat. Do you know that bitch is out, not on bail, but she's out on no charges. The state hasn't charged her. When there's over 60 witnesses that this bitch shot 6 people, and the bitch admitted that she shot 6 people, yet she's still running around free. But that basketball player who they say raped that girl, that motherfucker was in jail for 6 years. No evidence.
Nigga in jail for punching a bitch.
Yeah.
In jail for like 5 years, right, for punching a bitch.
Yeah, this that bitch, nigga done fainted and shit. All he did was punch her. He just hit her with a right cross. She took it like a man, like most black women do. They take it like a man.
This bitch shot 6 people. And she out here fucking popping that pussy on her hands. Come on.
That other bitch that burned her man in the bed. She burned this nigga. He in intensive care, and this bitch is posting about it on Facebook.
The shit is disgusting. Like, there's no fuck given, and the black community doesn't give a fuck about black men either.
Thank you.
Run by black women, we don't give a fuck about black men.
Thank you.
And I'm just like, on that Chris Lighty shit, whenever you're talking about a suicide, whenever it involves like a whole person with a whole lot of money to be left somewhere, I get more suspicious. Because that's when you can afford to make it look like a suicide.
Yeah.
What they're saying is he had an argument with his ex-wife, and he was behind on this taxes on Wesley Snipes shit. But I'm like, if he's behind on his taxes, okay, that makes sense.
Hey, wait a minute. If he behind on taxes, then why the fuck Lauryn Hill ain't kill herself?
Because Lauryn Hill don't give a fuck.
Robbie's behind on taxes.
Lauryn Hill too fucking too much to be killing herself. Lauryn Hill going to November. She's been everybody in Jamaica.
But that's what I'm saying. These people ain't killing themselves like that. Black folks is used to jail. That's why I didn't understand why they tried to claim that nigga shot himself in the back of that car. He done shot himself. Come on now. This nigga's got a rap sheet longer than Young Jeezy.
He was calm as fuck, chilling. Yeah, baby, I'm about to go to jail. I pick you up. You want me to pick you up some fucking hot pockets? Now all of a sudden this nigga dead? He's complying with the officers. There's no aggression, nothing. Just chilling. All of a sudden he's taking a nap. Come on.
I mean, you're right. Hey, I'm gonna jump into something that's probably gonna piss a lot of people off. And when I do that, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna bring in Trey. I'm gonna bring in Trey from the 757. What up, Trey?
Hampton, ain't he?
No, what's up, Trey?
Nah, what's good, man? You know, I'm just listening, man. I just wanna let you know, man. I seen the video. You know, the video was dope. And I mean, I appreciate the debate you all having, man. Just articulation. You know, that's what it is. I appreciate that.
Why, thank you. Well, bro, I want to ask you a
question. I'm glad I could be down.
I want to ask you a question because we as black men are wondering something. And there was a mixed breed, my friend the mixed breed, she put up a great quote inside of the chat, so I'm going to say it.
Okay.
She said, when I was saying nobody gives a fuck about black men, she said, well, black men don't give a fuck about black men. And I say that on my video all the time. I said, that's my first goal is to deal with each problem as it comes. If you got a leak, you got to deal with the leak in the pipe before you can go around and try to suck all the water up off the floor. You got to stop the water at the pipe first before you can clean
the shit off
the
floor. Yeah, deal with the root of the problem.
Yes. And she's right. Black men can't expect nobody else to respect us when we don't respect each other. What do you think about that, Trey?
I agree. That's a very valid point, man. I mean, I'm can tell you, you know, for my case, it's like, I don't really want to backtrack. That's like, for example, I guess the last segment, black women saying, you know, the strong or whatever. You know, for me, my father, he was a Vietnam veteran, and he passed when I was a baby. But, you know, for me, it was my mother, my oldest, my three older brothers and sister. And I know for my mother, you know, it was my father, man, when he came back from the Vietnam War, he wasn't, he didn't see shit. When he came back from the Vietnam War, so it was on my mother pretty much raising my 5 kids. Of course, one of them was the badass. You know, I was the baby boy, so I did whatever my mom told me. I saw that shit to a beat. And just being that strip or whatever, that you all took in the last season, I seen that from your mother. And I know for me, I pretty much gave me and my older brothers, my sister raised me. Like, you know, don't, like, we want these young motherfuckers out here starting to speak.
Is your phone doing something? Is your phone doing something, or is that just me? Can y'all hear that?
No, it's not just you. I can't hear anything.
Okay, yeah, your phone doing something, bro. What kind of phone are you using?
Using.
You there?
Sorry, I'm using iPhone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, your phone was doing. You using that D phone?
Oh no, but like I was saying, you know, like I agree with that point because, like I was saying, when I was saying earlier about the earlier segment about, you know, black women's strength. I know in my case, I'm the youngest out of five. I'm only 23, man. So, you know, like I with my mother, my father, he was a Vietnam veteran. So when he came back from Vietnam, he had seen some shit. And you know, for my mother to raise five children, and you know, granted, of course, she'll have the one knucklehead, one who won it, this and the third. I know for me, like my mother always told me, and my brothers told me, don't start no shit. Don't be one of these dumbasses. I'm super thugged out and, you know, you're doing some extra shit. Like, granted, if trouble comes towards you, you know, to protect yourself. But at the same time, don't go looking for anything because, like you just said right before you went to the segment, like, shit is hard for us here in America. Like, granted, because, you know, we black or whatever. But if you got simple, if you got, like, just a simple of sense, like common sense, you got somewhat of a stable situation at home, and you know, you do your schoolwork or whatever, man. It's not that bad. I know I've had a few of my friends. I didn't really know this until we got to high school. Like in here in Virginia, everyone's gang banging. Like shit don't make sense because. No,
well, you know what's weird about that is that black folks find that easier to do than go to college. We find it easier to fail than succeed. That's why we find so much positive in failure, because we all assume we're going to fail. Seriously, if you think about it, blacks are the only people that make everything that you'd assume be bad sound good.
Yeah,
sound reasonable.
Because we know we can hit it. If you set your sights on the floor, all you got to do is fall.
I like that now.
They put their shit like I'm hood rich instead of being actually rich. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I mean, like that shit is. I mean, I know for me, I look at it as just like, you know, I know for me, growing up around, for example, I take it back to like 02. When it was the big time, it was Birdman and Manny Fresh. They had the song, like you say, Hood Rich. I'm so, I'm so hood rich or something. La, la, la.
I got everything.
And my mama's name.
I'm like, that's okay because I'm still fly. I'm looking at that. And I'm like, got a quarter tank of gas
in my new E-Class.
I'm like, come on, I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is when I was in sixth grade. I'm like, okay, this is, while that was coming on, I'm bumping Stillmatic. So, you know, I can't speak for everyone. I know in my situation, I can honestly say I know in the last segment you said how, you know, us black people, most of us black people are overly religious, and I agree with that completely because I know for me, growing up, I didn't go to church like that. Out of all my friends, I was probably the only one who didn't go to church like that because what me and my mother did, our way of, you know, that Sunday bonding you would normally get, me and my mother looking at Meet the Press, you know, just various Sunday morning shows like that, encouraging debate, golf debate. I know in my household, if, for example, if you like anything, why do you like it? There, you know, has to be a reason behind it. You just can't say, well, I like this. Like, no, why do you like it? What about that appeals?
Well, you're right, and it's one of those things that it's hard to even be diverse as a black person. If you don't do what the other people do, you'll get put down. Let me ask you this question, and then I got to go to another caller. We were talking earlier, and we were just asking, as black men, about what you like in a woman and whatnot. You tell me, have you ever said or heard a bunch of men say that they want a strong woman?
That's a good question. I maybe heard a little older black gentleman said that, but maybe like barbershop. I know people my age is just, you know what I mean, nigga, what the fuck, go ahead, slither out or whatever. Like, to me it seems like, you know, it's hard finding anyone sincere love because, like, now what you all were just speaking on, I know for me, you know, when I think of strength, I think of, my mother. Actually, my mother, this past June, within 3 years that she passed away, she had breast and lung cancer. And that whole time, out of all my brothers and my sisters, I was the one that was mainly taking care of her for 6 months from January of 2009 to June of 2009 when she passed. I know for me, I didn't really, like, now I'm a little more comfortable speaking about it, but like maybe the first year and a half, 2 years, I didn't really, you know, I a lot of my friends were like, oh man, I can't believe you did that. Like, oh, I wouldn't know what to do in a situation like that. I know for me, you know what I mean, this is my mother, so I didn't care. I know, like, if I were to get married or whatever, that same dedication that I would have, I would apply that towards my wife or whatever. Just, you know, as far as being, you know,
well, that's another thing about black men. We're very weak. We'll say what we couldn't deal with. We'll say what we couldn't handle in a minute. We'll say that normal stresses in life, like I couldn't deal with my mama dying. White folks know that shit's coming. By logic, and by the way the world is, that person should probably do what the thing white people can't handle is when their kids die before them. That bothers them because that's not natural. And if you notice, you keep hearing white people say that. That's not the natural order of things.
And it's not. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
We sit up there and grandma, 108 years old, nigga, fall out dying. Oh, Lord, grandmama didn't took grandma. Grandma's 108.
Take me. Hey, take me. What you going to do, bring her back to life for another 8 fucking minutes? Come on, huh?
That's why I appreciate it. I know for me, I wouldn't mind having just an emotionally strong, you know, female, got a head together. But like you said, life ain't easy, man. I know for me.
Jeez, life is fucking easy.
Life is easy. I'm afraid of death. I wake up in the middle of the night and be like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, Lord, I don't want to do that.
Life is easy when you make the right decisions. When you make a bunch of fucked up decisions, life is long and hard.
Let me tell you another thing that's easy about life. And then I got to go to a break, and I'm going to come back with all y'all. Let me tell you another reason why life is easy. Life is easy if you just acknowledge what you did in it. If you got if you in jail, you was out killing people. Stop talking about your mama did something. If your mama wasn't a motherfucking killer, then your ass don't have an excuse. And even if your mama was a motherfucking killer, you had a chance at some point in time to know the difference between right and wrong. And what bothers me is that people somehow pretend that they don't know the difference between right and wrong. Once you know better, y'all know the rest. Nigga, you gotta do better. And why the fuck am I following Yoko Ono on Twitter? Why? Let me unfollow this bitch, because I don't know Yoko Ono. And she's old, and she's on TV, and she's following me. I don't know why she's following me, but I'm not following that bitch. I'm unfollowing her. I don't mean to call Yoko Ono a bitch. She's a nice old Chinese woman, I guess. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. Call in. Let's get to talking. I'm going to get to all of you guys' phone calls when we get back. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know what this is. Come on, pretend like you don't know. This is your world.
We'll be back. Faster than it takes Mel Gibson to ruin a marriage and a career. Your world, my view. Keep it locked.
These are the Grand's biscuits you love with dinner, and these are the ones you'll love as dinner. Grand's mini pizzas. Grand's biscuit dough plus three ingredients make an easy dinner everyone loves. Grand's mini pizzas from Pillsbury. Let's get Chinese.
Should we order Panda Blossom, Panda Moon?
How about Chinese at home with Wan Chai Ferry? We can make it in just 14 minutes.
Orange chicken.
Great.
I don't feel it going out anyway.
Wan Chai Ferry, restaurant quality Chinese in your grocer's freezer.
I have COPD. If you have it, you know how hard it can be to breathe and what that feels like. COPD includes chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Spiriva helps control my COPD symptoms by keeping my airways open a full 24 hours. Plus, it reduces COPD flare-ups. Spiriva is the only once-daily inhaled COPD maintenance treatment that does both, and it's steroid-free.
Spiriva does not replace fast-acting inhalers for sudden symptoms. Tell your doctor if you have kidney problems, glaucoma, trouble urinating, or an enlarged prostate. These may worsen with Spiriva. Discuss all medicines you take, even eye drops. Stop taking Spiriva and call your doctor right away if your breathing suddenly worsens, your throat or tongue swells, you get hives, vision changes, or eye pain, or problems passing urine. Other side effects include dry mouth and constipation.
Nothing can reverse COPD. Spiriva helps me breathe better.
Breathing with COPD is no small thing. Ask your doctor about Spiriva.
Women are starting to talk about something they've been feeling for a long time, wanting more sexual satisfaction.
After I had my children, sex didn't make me feel the same way.
This is Zestra, a safe, patented blend of botanical oils and extracts. Topically applied Zestra works within minutes by heightening your sensitivity to touch for deep, pleasurable sensations and sexual satisfaction.
Zestra made it all so easy. In a matter of minutes, I was there. I haven't felt like this in years.
Call the number on your screen right now, and we'll send you Zestra for free. You pay $6.95 for shipping and handling. Because Zestra provides deep feelings of sexual satisfaction, just trying Zestra has turned many women into Zestra believers. That's why we're offering Zestra absolutely free. Just pay $6.95 for shipping and handling. So call or log on right now. You have nothing to lose. Get the sexual satisfaction you deserve with Zestra. Call right now.
To understand why they killed, you need to see how they lived. Twisted, all new season, premieres Friday at 10, only on Investigation Discovery.
It's the way you bring out the sun. It's the way you make it all fun.
Know who makes the day sunny? My mom and Sunny D. I love the taste. Mom loves the vitamin C, and now it has 40% fewer calories than most regular soda brands. Sunny D.
Drink up and download free music. Find out more at sunnyd.com.
It's new! Oh. It's Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Permanent color with tones and highlights now in a delightful foam. Just reshape, foam it, love it.
It's fantastic.
New Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Your right color.
Nobody saw it coming. Not even me. But I think they call this family time. I won't tell them that. Get the Wii console plus Mario Kart Wii, a Wii wheel accessory, and more. Now for just $149.99. Rated E for everyone.
I'm Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. If you have painful, swollen joints, I've been in your shoes. One day I'm on top of the world. The next I'm saying,
I have this thing called psoriatic arthritis. I had some intense pain. It progressively got worse.
My rheumatologist told me about Enbrel. I'm surprised how quickly my symptoms have been managed.
Because Enbrel suppresses your immune system, it may lower your ability to fight infections. Serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, and nervous system and blood disorders have occurred. Before starting Enbrel, your doctor should test you for tuberculosis and discuss whether you've been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Tell your doctor if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if while on Enbrel, you experience persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness.
Get back to the things that matter most.
Good job, girls.
Ask your rheumatologist if Enbrel is right for you.
Don't worry, Lucky.
These Wheat Thins crunch sticks will save us.
Wheat Thins crunch sticks. Try our new flavors.
You know, there's so many great things about being a Solpata representative.
The culture of this company, along with our incredible sterling silver, sets us apart from anybody else.
If I knew what Solpata could do for me when I had young children, I would be telling you, you need to sell Solpata now.
The financial opportunity has been beyond my wildest expectations.
Starting my Solpata business was so easy.
The best part about Solpata are the parties, because you don't have to sell it, you just have to wear it.
Go into a party with your jewelry, your catalogs, and your smile.
This is a business that's so flexible. You're the boss. You're in control. You're in the driver's seat.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done that rewards me for being me.
I'm a Solpata woman.
I'm a Solpata woman.
I am a Solpata woman, and I live life in style.
Got no time for sexing, but my shit don't flex in. So
what I'm gonna do, since I'm here all alone, one more grit out the wrong, push this click out my bone. I packed it a TV-65, and you might see me jumping on you.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. No, that nigga didn't say what y'all know about the cream pies.
What y'all know about them cream pies?
And if it wouldn't be funny if I didn't hear it, but I heard it. I heard it, nigga. I heard you say what y'all know about them cream pies.
What y'all know about them cream pies?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the phones. Got my man Surreal that's up here with me. Got the social assassin. We had had, we're going to bring in, hey, Surreal, what you know about them cream pies?
What you know about them cream pies? That's so funny. And the YouTube, I mean, the ad libs, black on black, black on white. Yeah. And it starts out, if you like big titties, I like big titties. You had me at titties. Who's
that? Stop asking silly questions.
You got to come all by yourself. I get what you're saying, my brother. Bro, I'm going to stick with me.
You realize you like cities, and then you realize you're jerking out by yourself. Like, what the fuck?
Yep. Oh, I'm going to come all by myself.
I don't like cities, but I'm going to have to clean this shit up after.
No,
I'm too lazy, but I don't like cities that much.
That nigga said, want to see some fucking anal. You can get close enough to smell. Wait a minute. I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need that on the phone.
Anal, like. What?
Well, the nigga said it would drive you insane-o.
Insane-o. That's how much I listen to this song, man. That shit is fucking catchy, my nigga.
Yes. I mean, at first, I was mad, and I was like, how dare you make a song? Then when I realized I was driving around the car going, head on over to you, boy.
.com.
.com.
Yeah, what the nigga that said .com need a damn record deal. .com.
They got the homeless nigga to do the .com.
Oh,
you know about them cream pies.
That is the funniest shit ever.
.com.
Nigga, I don't know nothing about them cream pies. Oh, I would like to do that, though.
I didn't know
Tom
had that many damn syllables.
I'm lame. I've never done that to a chick. I would like to. I'm starting to feel like I'm just really
cream
out
pie?
Of touch. Yeah, I've
sure
never
you
done
know
that.
What a cream pie is, brother?
Yeah,
it's
when
you
do it.
You mean cream pie?
Wait a minute. Let me tell you what it is. I know what it is. It's when you put the cum in there just enough, because you don't put it all the way in, because the shit won't leak out. If you put it all the way in there to where it just leak out, and y'all just sit there and watch it.
You never done that by accident?
No, I've accidentally, like, you know, my girl riding me. When she get off of it, it run out. I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Mm-hmm. And then that shit be wailing like a glazed donut and shit. Like,
yeah, she get off and just get to running down. I get mad. Get off me, bitch.
Right. And they want to stand over the top of you looking like, what? I don't know why the fuck, bitch. These are my new jeans.
Bitch, I don't want no recycled cum on me.
Man, yep. Sammy, that shit is yours now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, from me to you. No refunds, no returns.
I'm not an Indian giver. Keep
no,
that shit.
No, that's for you.
Standing over top of me, standing over top of me, dripping and shit like a leaky faucet.
What a lay down talk. Bitch, get up and clean yourself out like Chris Rock. Clean yourself off, you're dead. I'm Chris Tucker.
I don't like my own shit.
Yo, that shit happened to me today. That's all I'm going to say. That shit happened to me today.
Y'all are off the chain. Y'all, let's see if we can bring in some more people. I know we got a lot of people that want to talk. I'm going to bring all y'all in, so don't worry about it. I will get to all of y'all. The lines are full, and the number's 347-989-8310. When they drop off, it'll let you back in. Justine?
Hello?
Hey, Justine.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Do you like big titties?
Huh?
.com.
I'm being silly. Oh, I know you called in. This is Anything Goes Thursday. What is it that you want to talk about?
Well.
Oh yes, you got that sex voice.
What?
Come on, hit me up. What is it you want to talk about? You giving me a lot of. What is it?
I want to talk about the lack of professors in college, like black professors in college.
Okay, that's a good point. Go ahead, bring it up. What was the first thing made you notice that it was a lack of black professors? At what college do you go to?
SUNY Albany.
Oh, okay, you go to Albany. Now you said there's a lack of professors in college, correct?
Yeah, a lack of black professors.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, do you think it's hindering your college experience?
Well, yeah. Last semester I had one black professor. It was a sociology class, and it was only on race ethnicity. So I noticed that like a lot of the ethnic classes are only taught by like black professors, like Africana studies and stuff like that. But like when it comes to like biology or chemistry or those classes that I have, there's no like black professors.
I think you have a great point, because when I was at Georgia Tech, there was literally one black professor. One.
Wow.
I don't think I had any black professors. I'm thinking.
You know what?
I don't think I had any black professors.
You know what though? And I want to go back to Justin and Justine and say, Justine, think about this. We have very few black people in laws, like who write laws.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones we're the ones who the laws disproportionately affect. We have very few blacks in positions to teach other blacks, and then we always say blacks are uneducated, but you don't have any blacks in higher education.
Yeah, that's true.
Then think about this. I don't know if you saw all of the videos I put up, and I got some more. We're going to put them up tomorrow after me and my daughter hang out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put up some more videos tomorrow of all these black men getting beat up by cops. But if you've noticed on every one of the photos, there's not one black cop in the photo.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a real problem to me. Like, I'm forced to take a civil rights history class for like a general requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taught by a white man. So
whoa.
Yeah, it's taught by a white professor. And I'm sitting in the class, and I'm like, this is taught by a white professor. And then he's teaching it from, like, a white point of view and, like,
yep.
a legal white point of view. So it's just, like, no sympathy for, like, the black slaves when he's talking about it. And he's saying, like, the most racist stuff. And it's
yep.
like, it's okay because he's the professor.
I don't even want to say sympathy. It's empathy. He doesn't feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Can I intervene?
Go ahead.
I'm thinking that, you know, like it goes back to what we were saying earlier. She said that she has professors that are in, like, you know, liberal arts and social sciences and things like that. And when I think about those areas of study are a lot of times they are based on facts, but they're based on opinion and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And science, the hard sciences are built upon facts, and we know niggas hate facts. They hate numbers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
That is true.
We do
gravitate towards things less factual. If you do
yeah.
find somebody if you do find a black professor, it's rarely on the sciences.
Yeah, that's
right.
True because I'm a neuroscience major.
You
and
go,
in
girl.
My major there's no black people. It's
nope.
like I work in the chemistry lab, and I mean it's only white people, and I'm only working among white people, and it's only white people doing research, and
yep.
it's just is no, you know, there's really no blacks.
Think about
really.
This. We're affected by cancers. We're affected by high blood pressure. We're affected
mm-hmm.
by all of these things that in our biology. Yet you go into any biology lab in college, it ain't no Negroes there.
At all.
Those niggas
at
hate
all.
Fat, Tommy.
God.
They hate hard facts.
Justine, you have really hurt my feelings with this great question. What is it that, let me ask you, because you're one of the few people, one of the few, especially African-American women, that want to go into the sciences. What drew you into that area of study?
Well, what drew me into that area of study would be my great-grandmother. She has Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always growing up around that, and then my grandmother is schizophrenic. So I was always around mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just thought, like, it's so interesting to learn about the brain and how it works and how it makes them that way. So I want to go into research into that.
Very, very impressive. Very, very noble. And I want y'all to listen. If y'all didn't hear what Justine said, it's the same thing I've been preaching on the show. If you know if you've been exposed to something, if you're being affected by it, or you're seeing mm-hmm. your community be affected by it, the first place to start change is to get inside of that field. You got to start from the ground up. It's the same reason why the Jews decided the laws are against us, so we're going to make sure this never happened, so we're going to produce a bunch of lawyers. The media is against us, so to make sure this never happened, we're going to take over the media.
Yeah. I was really upset when I went to that class because, I mean, he said one thing. He said he was in, like, some crazy stuff, and he was like, you know, if I owned a if I own my own store and I'm white, well, he is white, but he's like, if I own my own store, why would I have to be forced to hire black people to work in my store if it's my store and I own it?
But I agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I do agree that point, but the way he was saying it was like, wow, people really do.
Yeah, there was a racist
like
undertone
that, you know?
The way he was saying.
And he's like,
no,
but
this goes back to what Surreal was saying. There's a difference mm-hmm. between your emotional side and your logical side. Emotionally,
yeah.
it should hurt you to hear him say it. But you
yeah.
know what should happen, the next step that you should fall into. But logically, he should be able to say that. Since emotionally
yeah.
it hurts me, logically what I'm going to go do is get into that field and do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to own my store. Because if you notice, we don't do what they do.
That's true.
We don't own it. Let's look at what happens in the hood. The Koreans come there and literally rape the black folks, and it's not forcible rape. It's like the rape you see on you porn. It's like it looked like rape, but you paid me for it. That's what we do when we go buy all that Korean hair and send all them Korean kids to school, because they don't get that money back to black folks. They don't even spend that money back with you.
And they use it to bring themselves ahead.
Yes.
Because I also see, like, a lot of my friends and my colleagues, they're all mostly Asian and white. I mean, because they get into those fields
yep.
better themselves.
Yep. 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 Girl, you
are very
intelligent.
Hold on. We're ignoring the elephant in the room. I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of black educated people across the nation. And when she says that there's no black professors, and we just say, well, black people are ignoring facts. I feel you said social facts, and black people are taking up that line of study that she's studying by. I mean, honestly, ain't no black English people going for an English professor job. No, it's a racist component that we're just ignoring.
Yeah, but we don't see. But I do want to say this, though. When you got one of the most educated women in the land getting out and saying she wished she could be Beyonce, there's no, who the fuck is really saying they want to be a college professor that's black? Who have you ever heard say that? I've never heard anyone say it.
No.
I've never heard a black person say they want to be a congressman, but I see them on TV. They're congresspeople. There's a lot of black people doing great things that I've never thought of doing.
No,
so
but what I'm saying is you said you
surreal.
See congressmen. But you said you see congressmen. She's saying she doesn't see the professors.
There are no, like, I mean, I guess in, like, more the whole, historically black colleges, or probably, like, classes that are only, like, Afro-American studies classes. There's a lot of professors there. But even in that field, there's white professors teaching
Yeah, I
that,
see black. I saw
know?
Black professors on Morris Brown's campus.
Mm-hmm.
How that makes sense?
They ain't had no damn jobs. Morris Brown.
But, I mean, really, just to say that they ain't no black people that is... That sounds like what a racist white man would tell me if I asked him that question. Why ain't no black professors on this campus? Well, because, you know, there's nobody applying, and black people today are taking other things. And I'm like, nigga, you're lying to me. And that's what I kind of feel like in my gut. So
but you
like,
remember, you can you
saying,
separate
I'm
the two.
Not what you're saying.
But you got to be able to separate the two, because if you can find some people who say I was, because let me tell you one thing black folks do. They're not silent about you ain't letting my ass get no job. So black folks would have been on TV by now saying, we've been applying for professorships and no one's giving us the work.
That's a good point.
Am I lying?
Right.
Mm-mm.
You know what? You're not lying. You know what?
No, that's the same thing.
I guess I'm on the faith more than logic on this one. I just believe on the star that there's black people that want to be professors and there's white people not letting them in.
And I believe
not
that we
got
to force some black folks to want to be professors. I'd rather believe that we don't have enough so we can push more. Because when we thought it wasn't enough people in the NBA and we start saying y'all ain't hiring enough people, next thing you know, we took over. When we started saying they ain't hiring enough damn coaches, next thing you knew, it was two damn NFL coaches in the Super Bowl that were black. If you keep complaining that they ain't, that it's their fault, that it's our fault, if you start saying we need to start going for it, more people, because what black folks start doing is that Rooney Rule was bullshit, but black men started doing it. They started filling the applications out and saying, we're going to force you to not hire us. And they got hired.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We as black people got to start forcing people's hands.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You have to take more action on that.
I just don't think black people are out there aspiring to be educators, because not even on a collegiate level, you don't see that many black teachers, period.
Hell, I see a lot of black teachers, though. I see a lot of black women teachers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's
a lot of
teachers
there
that are black.
I mean,
I went to Atlanta, man.
Well, talk about that. Justine, this is how I feel, and you can tell me as a black woman. I know a lot of black women who are educators as far as in high school, elementary school, and shit like that. But I also know that education system on those levels is so bad that they've now started to take women and men who don't even have degrees.
Wow.
Oh, snap, really?
Yes.
I mean, I went to New York City public high schools, and one teacher that was black, and she was a science teacher, and there's a lot of more like Hispanic teachers. It's all mixed, like in a public school system, but they don't really don't teach you the stuff that you really need, like the real tools that you can actually take.
Yeah, they don't.
You know?
They don't go for professorships. They're just trying.
Yeah.
It's just like black people in entertainment. We strive to be in front of the camera, not behind it.
Yeah.
So when you wonder why there's no people behind it, because Negroes don't even think that's an option. Most of the time we don't do something because we don't think it's an option. When you hear somebody like Justine say she doesn't see black professors, do you know what most of her fellow students look at and say? Well, we can't be that because we don't see that. They honestly will take the defeatist attitude and say, oh, well, there's nothing but white professors, so I'm pretty sure that's just they just let white people be professors.
Mm-hmm.
We beat ourselves at the beginning of almost every race. We look up and see Usain Bolt and say, oh, that nigga gonna beat us. I'll go for the silver. And then some white man come prancing beside your ass and you didn't even get the bronze.
What I think is black people don't go for non-glamorous, non-flashy jobs.
Amen.
That's what the problem is. Like you said, they want to be in front of the camera. But the people in front of the camera ain't the ones making money. They the lowest person on the totem pole.
Think about how Magic Johnson has made how he just all up on Forbes because he's decided to do something that Negroes before him didn't even try.
By a major league team? Is that what
you know?
Yeah, think about it. Black folks, what Michael Jordan, they weren't even thinking about beforehand. They could have said, look at all of us Negroes that left the league with money. We pool our money together and buy a team. But it was only one or two niggas that still had their money left that when they got through playing. Everybody else was broken in debt.
Wow.
Think about it. Terrell Owens and Chad Johnson are broke. Yet,
and they still playing. And they
You remember Palmer? Who played for the Carson Palmer? Who played for the Raiders now? You remember what he told the motherfucking Bengals? I got $85 million in the bank. I don't care if y'all never call me back.
I remember that because he was like, "I don't want to play for. I'm not going to play for y'all anymore."
How many black folks can do that?
Go ahead, man.
One thing I remember that one of my sociology teacher, the only black professor that I have had in this whole university, he told me that it's easy to win the race when you're only running alone. So blacks and minorities are always, disadvantaged and stuff like that. So it's like they're always getting pushed back. But it's always easier for the white person, the majority, to win that race if they have nothing holding them back,
No, you're right. But and that's why, like, I always mess with white people. When I say when you end up being a failure, I'm like, you're a waste of white.
Mm-hmm.
And they get mad at me when I say that.
The Happy Cabbie mentioned that. He ain't like that too much.
Yeah, now I'm telling you, white folks don't like that line. I came up with that. I came up with that, and it pissed people off. I remember in high school, I used to say, you're a waste of white, because I realized them white boys had built-in advantages, and your ass is still lower than me. You should be embarrassed. If your last name Kennedy and you empty and trash, you should be embarrassed.
Because they have the access. They have they have the access to the advantage.
Yes. That's why if your last name, if you was Oprah Winfrey's son, if she had one, and your motherfucking ass is out on the street homeless, you should be embarrassed. Because you're Oprah Winfrey's son. You have a built-in advantage. Michael Jordan's son shouldn't be out there just playing at the Y. Nigga, you Michael Jordan's son.
You Michael Jordan's son, motherfucker.
They might get ran at the Y. Them niggas suck ass.
But hey, yes, they do. But that's what I'm saying. When you look at the fact that that's why I feel bad for the kings. Them kings that came out to Martin Luther King didn't do shit with that legacy. They fucked it up.
And I think that has a lot to do with black people not normally having legacies, so they don't know how to act when they have them.
But we don't exactly because we don't care about our legacy. Have you noticed we don't give a shit? That's why we get on the TV and try to embarrass our mama. We try to call out our daddy. We try to make fun of Ginuwine on Twitter. We try to make fun of Mike Epps on Twitter and go to Boston and talk shit about it.
Look
at what Gabby Douglas did. Gabby Douglas has a chance to make the Douglas name mean something. She turned it into trash.
Mm-hmm. But she was young. She didn't know what she doing like that. She didn't know the real life implications. She's like, what, 18 or something like that?
16.
Yeah, but the young lady on the phone, the young lady on the phone is no older than probably 19, right?
Yeah, I'm 19.
I called
her. But she's not, making cultural, changes on camera, and she's not representing our race on a mass level.
Her mom,
oh, no,
Gabby,
but what I'm saying is she, but what I'm saying is, think about this. She recognized something that a lot of people aren't even smart enough to express. She called this show to point out something that a lot of people only want to talk about what they saw on TV. She wanted to talk about what she sees in a college campus.
Oh, I'm not taking anything away from the young lady on the phone. I was just referencing the point that Gabby Douglas is 16, and she may not know the bigger ramifications of what she says in front of a global audience.
But let me tell you something. When I was 16, I was taught at 8. You don't go around telling people. The first time I told people my business, I think I was like 8. And my mama told me when I came, she said, you see what they're doing? When you tell them your business, your family business, they making fun of you because they didn't tell you their family business.
Uh-huh. That's true. My grandmother said that to me.
Think about it. Every time you date a girl and she tell you all about the dumb shit she did in her past, you don't start getting diarrhea to her mouth and tell her. You just look.
Yeah.
A woman should be smart enough to know that if a man say, yeah, I had 2-3. I had a girl say something one time. She said, have you ever had a threesome? I said, yeah. She said, you? She said, yeah, I had one with 2 men. Well, let's just say I didn't call her no more. She was too stupid to realize that even if you've had one, no man is ready on the first date to hear that 2 men have fucked you.
At the same time.
Right. But I think it goes back to a lot of what we were saying earlier. And Justine, maybe you can elaborate on this because you're a young woman. So you've heard a little bit of my stances on things. So I'm going to say this to you. What I believe is that a lot of times black women, because they're never checked on right and wrong, that a lot of them know that even if they are wrong, there are no repercussions. So they don't mind telling you I fucked 2 niggas at once, because if you decide you don't want to talk to her, she'll say that you lame. She'll say that you judgmental. She'll say that everybody has sinned. It'll somehow be a bad look on you for saying something than her for actually doing it. That's why people have been getting mad at me about the Leandria Johnson video, because they keep saying I should give her a break, like she's Nail Carter and shit. Anyway.
No, I agree. I actually worked at a community center in Brooklyn in the projects with a bunch of other like little kids, and it's really crazy to see how much they act like their parents, like the grown attitude and one thing I really saw about my kids that I used to watch is that they just felt like they have no way to get out of where they are, Like, there's nothing better to do. Like, there's no way that they could ever become something big. you know.
No, I like it. You're right. A lot of this stuff is learned. A lot of our behavior is learned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing, if you look past the cuss words and the jokes and the vulgarity of what I say on some of the videos,
yeah.
I'm saying the same thing. If you think about it, I say the same shit on every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Accountability, self-awareness, being honest with yourself and the people around you. Literally, if you start there, we as a black community can grow exponentially. If we stop telling people that look like that Gabrielle Sibide that she's just as pretty as anybody else, that is not true. If we stop telling her that she's going to get another leading role in a movie, and yet here we have it, 4 years later, she's not gotten another leading role in the movie, but we got mad at Howard Stern for saying it.
Yep.
We're not honest with each other.
Obvious.
Yeah, and it's like what you said, Surreal. You said, I'm going to still point back to you. You was perfect what you said. It hurts my gut to hear it. You even said it, what she was talking about the professor. You said, oh, I get it, but it hurts my guts to hear it because it sounds racist.
Yes.
Once we start looking at things that way, and that's why I love this young lady, because it sounds like she has an emotional side. She does. And she wants to know the answer to some stuff that she kind of knows the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
But in her mind, when she asks why, she's not asking why it exists. She's asking why don't we do something to change it. Am I right, Justine?
Yes.
Exactly. Her why sounded like mine. When I ask why, I know the answer. I'm hoping that you understand that I'm bringing you something that we can change if we just recognize it. So my why is saying, duh. My why is almost like, duh. Not, I really want an answer. I really want you to do something.
Tommy, you know, it's another partial component of this whole thing. Like, why there are no professors and no, you know, people behind the soundboards and everybody want to get in front of the mic? Because we're people that respects prestige a lot more than the money. And if you're not showing money, we don't acknowledge your prestige. So we'll go for the rapper that looks like he's making money. We'll go for the jobs that look like they're making money, as opposed to the jobs that can really affect change or that really do make money. Because college professors make a lot of money, yet it's not common fact in the hood. It's not common. It's not commonly known that. It's not even encouraged. And
well, let me say this to you, Surreal, and tell me what you think about this, though. I believe that college professors make a good amount of money, but here's the problem. See, black people think you got to work too hard for too little for that job. There's no prestige in it. You got to work. You got to go to school some years. You got to go get you a master's degree in more than just education. Because that's the only time I ever hear black women tell me they got a master's degree of being a bullshit education. No offense to anybody with a master's degree in education, but I think that's a bullshit. That's a bullshit degree. Anyone can get that. That's like a dude having a master's degree in phys and what is that? That shit. What the football players normally go.
Phys ed.
Phys ed. I got a master's degree in phys eggs. Really? So you can, what you mastered the art of throwing dodgeballs? Well, I mean,
I'm master's in African-American studies. That's another Mickey Mouse.
Oh, you know, it's a lot of black women. Now, let me ask you that, Justine. Have you seen that there's a lot of black women with that degree?
Yes. Actually, I'm in the African-American, the African club, and basically everybody's that major.
Yes.
I mean,
I tell people all the time, there's a reason I didn't take Spanish in high school, because it would look stupid. Seriously, I'm not going to lie. Now, in eighth grade and ninth grade, I did take it, and I had a white boy make fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that doesn't make any sense. And he said, then the matter of fact, that you didn't even get an A in it. That makes it look worse. And I thought about it. I said, he is right. And then, shit, I went off and took Latin.
I mean, I see, like, African-American studies is the course I know at UNC where, you know, the majority of our athletes are African-American studies majors. Vince Carter has a degree in African-American studies. The fuck are you going to do with that?
Yeah, but they're master. But think about it. They master African-American studies. yet they do nothing and can't even tell you anything about why African Americans do what the fuck they do. They don't even set out to make any change in that. So if you're a master of something, why is it that you can't do something as simple as what Justine just said, which is, why the fuck do I got to sit here and be taught by all these white people? Not that I have a problem with you white people. You keep on teaching, I'll keep on learning. But when are some of the faces going to change? Because it doesn't make any sense that I'm definitely in a group, I'm in Spanish class, and the bitch name is Schoenweiss. Her last name is Schoenweiss, and I'm in the Spanish class. Have you noticed that you don't go to you won't go to the Jewish studies class and see somebody named Martinez teaching it?
Nope.
It's gonna be a Schoenweiss. It's gonna be a Bloomberg, a Greenberg,
a Vine or a Shine.
Yeah.
I had Asian American was Asian literature, and this bitch knew Kung Fu. So
exactly.
Shit. I'm expecting, you know, somebody from that background when I go into, if I go, you know, I hooped. So if I'm on the fucking hoops team, I don't expect my basketball coach to never have fucking hooped before. I expect this nigga to have some experience.
When I go to African American studies, I want a nigga named Umbungo Jenkins. Umbungo Jenkins need to be teaching me.
Mm-hmm. And I want a personal picture of him with Martin Luther King. For white. God damn it, were you in the march? Was your mom in the march? Are you affiliated with the march?
You got an autographed brick.
Nigga, you better have some ties to Selma, Alabama. You better have. Y'all silly. Justin, I'm glad you called me. Girl, do me a favor, girl. I want you to do me a big favor. Email me at tj@yourworldmyviews.com. Just two letters, TJ, and then it's @yourworldmyviews.com. We're going to send you out a gift package. So give us your shirt size. We're going to send you out a gift package. We're going to make sure you get your World My Views experience, because you literally civilized this show. We were going down to the toilet before you came. We was all in UK.
Well, thank you.
Then everybody tighten up on some squirrel shit.
But, and this is why I always laugh when people say, well, I don't like black women. I'd be like, no, I like black women like this. These black women need to be lifted up.
I like black women. I don't like black bitches.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Black women like this need to be lifted up. Our culture would be looked upon so much better if we put more faith and more power behind this instead of them fucking basketball wives.
Mm-hmm.
Our culture would be much better if our first lady didn't want to be a professional booty shaker.
Exactly. Once my first lady said that she wanted to be Beyonce, I jumped off that bandwagon, broke my motherfucking ankle.
Right.
When Gabby Douglas said her daddy was a deadbeat, I jumped off my ankle. I jumped off the bandwagon, broke my leg.
As soon as he started turning the other way on torture, when he said, we can't look backwards, we need to look forward, and he had the torture tapes, that's when I said, you know what, this nigga is full of a lot of shit. And they swept that smooth under the rug like he didn't have the tapes, and they wasn't in a position to prosecute all of them cats from the top down, Cheney on down, and they swept it right in the rug. When he ran on the political basis of, I'm going to shut down Guantanamo Bay, which is really talking about
torture.
And
that's torture. Why I told people, why but that's what I want to ask, and then Justine, I'll give you this one last question before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so tough for us to keep to hold black people accountable, just accountable for whatever they do? Like, the people got mad at me for that Leandria Jordan. I don't know if Johnson. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's a gospel singer.
No.
She's still singing. She's 7 months pregnant on stage singing, and she's pregnant by her drummer, who's not her husband.
Oh, wow.
And all I said was she need to sit down at least until she have that baby. How can she still be running around the country singing gospel music when she's got a baby out of wedlock? And black women got mad at me. Do you think I have a point? And why do you think it's so difficult to hold us accountable?
Yeah, I definitely think you have a point. I mean, isn't the gospel supposed to be some, you know, associated with a religious some concept or people? So why would she be singing and then... is not even married. I mean, that's just a huge contradiction.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, that just makes no sense.
But, I thought the same thing, but people been going off on me. Nigga, you don't know what you're talking about. Fuck you and your mama, too. And I'm like, damn, she didn't know I said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people's problem is they don't want to take accountability for their actions, and it's true.
You know what? Questions like that should be like moral tests.
Like, if you ever wanted to, like, test a woman's family and her true moral background, ask her something like that. Well, how do you feel about Leandra Johnson, you know, in front of a stage representing Christ as she's not 7 months pregnant? And let them speak. And let them condemn or, you know, absolve themselves.
Thank you.
I know what my family would say, as in all of them, as in all of my relations, because we're decent folk. We know wrong when we see it. Are you going to try to cover it up, and you're going to try to use that same umbrella later on in the relationship? Is that what your family's accustomed to?
Oh, my
you know,
God, this is so perfect.
I mean, really? Is that what we do? It's not just a person thing. It's not a black people thing. It's a trifling thing. It's your trifling ass, and they put
a
mark on your trifling
thing.
Ass, and you have to be black.
A trifling thing.
This is
no.
This is so perfect. I'm listening to these two. You two have more sense than me, first off. Both of y'all are young, but y'all got more sense than me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm listening to y'all. Y'all learned it without having to go through the shit I went through to gain it. I gained this knowledge without walking out this bitch looking like Kunta Kinte, lost a foot and shit. They calling me Toby. I had to learn the hard way. But y'all seem like y'all learned from people you saw. Justine, am I a little bit, am I right by that? Well, you was able to learn from the mistakes and the good things that you saw from other people.
Yeah.
Who would you say is your greatest influence?
I would say my grandparents, because I was really raised by my grandparents, not my mother. You know, it's just that same old having a kid at young age and stuff. So I mostly learned from my grandparents.
I think grandparents do a better job of raising us than our parents do. I'm going to tell you
for
a fact.
That's why I definitely do. I always say that. And, they, you know, and some people would say, like, oh, but she's your mom. She gave birth to you. But I'm like, but that's not the person that raised me, you know. That's not the person that had any influence in my life. So, like, I'm not going to give her credit for what she hasn't done.
Oh, my God. I'm hearing a woman say everything I said, but it's coming out of a woman's mouth, and they can't hate on me now. You hear what she just said? Say it again, darling, that last thing about credit and who will not get credit. Say it again, because I don't think they heard it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that my grandparents are the ones that raised me. They're the ones that showed me everything. My mom had nothing to do with anything of raising me or nothing like that. So she's not going to get credit just because she gave birth to me. You know, that's not the same. I'm not going to just give her, oh, because she's your mom, she gave birth to you. What credit for? What's the credit for? She didn't do nothing, you know?
Oh, my God. There was actually a woman who wrote on one of my videos, and this was her word. She said, stop condemning black women. She could have had an abortion, but she didn't. You should give her credit for that.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone says that same thing, because she was going to get an abortion when she was pregnant with me, but it was too late. So they're like, oh, you should be happy that that happened. I'm like, but so what? Like, after the baby comes, she didn't do nothing, you know?
Yeah, you want credit for doing, for going through with something that your body made happen to you.
Exactly.
You could have been in a coma. Your body would have made you deliver that baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's like me taking credit for not putting my hands over my daughter's nose when she was sleeping. Seriously. It's like,
you
I'm going to tell my daughter, be like, you ain't paid child support. You know, I could have put my hand over your nose while you were sleeping, but I didn't.
That's exactly what that's saying. I could have killed you a long time ago, saved
but
some
you know
money,
what,
too, but I
you
love
know what's
you.
So funny about that is you can't turn around and use that same logic when it applies to black men. You can't
Thank
say,
you.
Well, your daddy was black. You know, your daddy, he busted in your mom. He could have
pulled out.
What kind of shit is that?
You know what I'm going to tell my daughter's mama when I tomorrow? Well, I'm not going to see her tomorrow because I wanted to say it. But when I see her on Monday, what I'm going to say to her, I'm going to say, you know, I could have kicked you in your stomach.
I could have showed you how to accidentally fall down a flight of stairs on purpose.
I could have did you like O.J. Simpson, but I didn't. You should give me credit for that.
You should give me credit.
You know, I got some friends that close to Scott Peterson. I could have done you like Lacey Peterson. Don't act like we don't live near the water. You know how people would look at you if you said something like that crazy out in public?
No, they're not going to look at they'll look at you like that, but they won't look at a woman like that.
Nah, they won't.
A woman
you get
can
credit for not
like
having
that.
A surgical procedure to kill the child that you laid down and got, and you want a pat on the back for it.
Mm-hmm. But you ain't showed up and did nothing. You ain't provided nothing.
But this is why I love being around white folks. Let me tell you, white folks, if their parents were shitty, they'll tell you their parents were shitty. White folks will call their parents shitty, and their parents actually wasn't shitty. You didn't get me a bike when I was six.
They'll call their parents shitty to their face in public.
Yes.
What you talking about?
You're not going to get me a fucking Xbox, Mom. You're a bitch.
Fucking hate you. Boy, you're fucking out of here.
Black
what?
Folks, our mama could beat us so bad that Children's Services got to come take us away for 6 months. Then they give us back to the bitch, and we still got to praise this black bitch.
Mm-hmm. They give us back to the bitch, and we end up on the back of a fucking milk carton.
Yeah,
and
they keep giving you back to them black women until they kill you. If a black woman does not kill you, you get them back. Did y'all hear the story today? And that's another thing I want to get into. The story today about the person that was arrested. I'm going to put it on the website. I haven't done it. But there's a guy who was with his girlfriend, and she had an 11-year-old daughter. Of course, guess what he was doing to the 11-year-old daughter?
No, we know now. Oh,
and
God.
Guess what ended up happening to the 11-year-old daughter?
She got pregnant
and had a baby.
Wow.
They said during the trial, when they had him on trial, the bitch was sitting there at the prosecutor's desk with a coloring book.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, what?
Get the fuck out of here. No.
Why would you make a joke about this? Black man raped a child. Oh, kill a black man.
Wait a minute. You heard about the other man that got 99 years because he raped him and a bunch of other ones raped an 11-year-old girl. He was like 20 as a bunch of 19 and 18-year-olds, 20 of them to be exact, raped an 11-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
Gang raped her.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But here's my point, and there's one more story, and then I'll ask Justine, and then I'll go to some more callers. I like Justine. She needs to stick around. You want to stick around, Justine?
Okay. Well, not
like
too
you.
Long.
All right, you want to stick around. Well, you're going to leave when you leave. I want you to stick around. But here's another thing that happened, and here's one of the things I try to preach on. These women, y'all need to be careful when y'all have boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Because their boyfriend is looking at you. You're the 1999 model of the Lexus. Your daughter is a 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Say whatever you want. She's the upgrade over you. Your titties is sagging. Hers ain't. You got stretch marks. She don't. You can say whatever you want. She's the upgraded version of you. That's why most mothers don't get along with their daughters, because mothers look at their daughters as sucking away their youth.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I've experienced that with my mom. Definitely.
My psychology didn't. I didn't get that degree just sitting in class. I listened. I tell people things that they've never heard before. When I gave the people the 10 steps last night, you know how many people emailed me and was like, dude, I've never heard nobody say that those are 10 things to let you know if somebody's being serious. Now, it was different if I say one thing nobody know. But the fact I was able to give 10 that people say they never heard nobody say, the fuck I give 10 brand new damn things. That's one of the things that I say that nobody ever really acknowledges. That most women are at war. That's why most women leave the house between 13 and 16. Almost every black girl you hear talking, what do they tell you? I ran away. You don't hear a little boy saying they ran away. Why? We ain't got to run away. We're not in competition with our mothers.
Now, if anything, they keep us around too long.
Hey, thank you.
They either kick us out too early or keep us around the whole time. Baby boy syndrome.
Yep. You end up being your mama's new boyfriend.
Yep. I see that shit all on Facebook, all on Twitter, and it must just be talking that stupid shit. And my son is the only man that I need in my life. That's not your fucking boyfriend. That is your fucking child.
They say they son and Jesus. So you like incest and straight up ghost sex.
Necrophilia.
Oh my goodness.
Incest and necrophilia.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man, because I got a strong soul. Oh, shit.
Incest and the damn paranormal.
Come on. There's some paranormal incestivity going on.
And you proud to say that in public. I just need my son and my Jesus.
sounds like a nun. That
but I think that's one of the things. And you listen to what Justine said is about the idea of, you know, I do have a parent, and I acknowledge her for being my mother. I acknowledge her being the vehicle that brought me here. I'm not going to praise the car that I'd use the car to drive me to Spondivitz, but it wasn't that car that made me fool that fucking crab leg did.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a vessel. A vessel. She was a vessel.
That's why I don't like the Catholics. Catholics always praising Mary.
She
didn't do a damn thing. She
didn't literally do nothing. She didn't give up the pussy. So what the fuck?
Yeah, thank you. She didn't do anything.
Nope.
And that's why when they don't understand, when you listen to how Jesus talked to Mary, you remember what he told to her? He called her woman. Didn't even call her his mama. Call her woman.
And the outrageous claims that he put on her is so crazy.
Because what he realizes, I got a job to do. And just because you're my mama, I'm not you are the vehicle I came here. But what I bring is greater than the vehicle. Like people said, do you worship the motherfucking jar of wine or do you worship the wine?
Worship the vessel. Come
sit
on,
there talking about the jar is great. Motherfucker, you still thirsty? What's an empty-ass jar going to do for anybody? Nothing.
You can put a message in it and tell somebody to bring you something to fucking drink.
You know what I'm saying? Like you Sting or something, going to put a message in the bottle. Let's see if we can go. I know y'all didn't get that one. Let me go to some.
I said it.
Oh, you did? I got a good crowd. I love people that know stuff about stuff that they know, damn it. Let's go to some of these phone callers. Let me go to, oh, man, I ain't heard from him in a while. Let me see. Got a couple people. I know Alexander Leroy. I'm going to let you on in a minute, but. You got to talk like 3 hours last show, so I'm gonna. I know he want me to make sure I know he's there, but I'm gonna bring in. Let me bring in my man LAR. What's up?
What's up, fam?
Not much, man. Hey, you heard the young lady? She's still on here, Justine. You heard her bring up something that we haven't talked about ever in the show.
And,
lack of black educators.
You're right, and I wanted to expound on something particular with that. And I think she's a great young lady to be talking and changing the subjects the way she did.
Yep.
One thing that we forget that we don't look at our history well enough to know what went down. And one of the things is we'll never get reparations, but y'all need to understand what was created. Most of the things that they have in these schools, black people invented them, but nobody gets paid for that. We have no creation pipeline, and we need to understand that if we could keep creating all these things, we need to own the IPOs of all these things. We need
Thank
to
you.
Make the money off all these things. Because a lot of these things that we look at white people for having, they never invented. Just like very simple, we could talk about Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. But how did he have a black apprentice who, when he was born, wasn't supposed to be allowed to read, but he figures out how to make tungsten, the filament, with the electricity to light it. Obviously, Edison got a damn electric company. The brother who actually showed him how to do the shit, you don't even know his name.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been like that throughout history. Let me point out something else to you. We ain't got to go all the way back there. We can just go back over the last 6 years. Let me point something out to you.
Right.
Do you know that a white woman owns the whole catalog of Death Row? Do you know that a white man owns all of the Isley Brothers catalog? Do you know that white people own all of Michael Jackson's music now?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because they sell their catalogs off and don't pass the money down from one generation to the next.
We don't even hold on to shit we have. The Martin Luther King Center, I guarantee you, when these fools die out that's fighting each other over it, I guarantee you some white people are going to step in and be the curators. How much you want to bet?
You all right.
That's right.
Business-wise, there's three things that crack me up to this day. The Internet, the concept was created by a black man. You don't never figure out, he never got paid for that. The cell phone was created by a black man who was working for the military. Everybody got a cell phone. That black family don't get nothing. And at the end of the day, one of the coolest people that I can think of, but I can't think of his name right now, is the brother who invented the Super Soaker. People forget. You see them white kids on the covers of them Super Soakers in the commercials all the time, but guess who's getting all the money from that? One of the smartest people you could think of, a black dude who said, I'm going to market it to y'all, but I'm keeping the change.
I did not know that.
Well, a lot of stuff that we could do a whole week of shows literally on shit that blacks didn't know about blacks.
Mm-hmm. Black dude's a rocket scientist that invented the super soaker. He still got
right.
Yeah, the first successful heart transplant was done by a black man.
Yeah,
you ever heard of a real life black Rambo?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of like a real life black Rambo? His name was Henry Johnson. He was a World War One veteran that rescued a man behind enemy lines suffering 20 shrapnel wounds, gunshot wounds, and bayonet wounds, and he killed 4 people unarmed to rescue that motherfucker. He was only recognized in France. Henry Johnson,
wow.
Battle of Henry Johnson. He was Black Rambo. He did
Charlie.
You'll never hear about him, brother. Hello?
It's one person y'all brought up that if they were white, just think about how what would this country say if Magic Johnson was a white man? This motherfucker won 5 championships, beat AIDS, and became a great businessman. If he was white, they'd eliminate Jesus.
But wait a minute, let me say this, though.
I
say this, and I say it, and Justine and all y'all can tell me right now if I'm full of shit or if I'm telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not white people's job to praise black people. It's black
it's
people's
not.
Job to praise black
it's
people.
It's not.
That's true.
Right. You're absolutely right, man.
We know how to make Lil Wayne big. Why we
mm-hmm.
couldn't make Magic Johnson's accomplishments big?
Exactly. And that's the point. We need to point out all the great things that we've done because all we keep recycling is rappers, ball players, actors, and we're not talking about the people who actually built things.
We have a living legend, and we don't
true.
Even. Magic Johnson's a living legend, and we talk about him like he's second class.
Mm-hmm. He actually came.
You know why
like,
though? You know why? Because what he's doing is it's flashy.
Exactly.
He only gave a fuck
mm-hmm.
about Magic Johnson when he was on the court.
Yeah,
when
right
he got
now
off the court,
he's making money
he
behind
making
the scenes.
Money.
He's making money behind the scenes, and that's not impressive to us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We
no,
got to be seen. We got to be out there
and
shucking and jiving.
No. And brothers and sisters, I take it one further. We praise Jay-Z because Jay-Z used to be a drug dealer. That wasn't positive. See, we
negative.
Praise people who are negative doing
mm-hmm.
supposedly positive stuff on that negative foundation. We don't praise positive people from the start.
But let me point something
stuff.
Out to you, though. Jay-Z,
yeah.
every time he stays away from the front, we start forgetting about him, so he has to come back with a new album and sag his pants.
Right, yeah.
Become flashy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When 50 Cent started doing shit behind the scenes, all we do is talk about 50 Cent dissing people. We don't talk about the fact that he got all that damn money from Vitamin Water.
Mm-hmm.
For the fact that he made like 50 movies that are really sweet, and he's making money overseas.
Thank you.
He's making a lot
the fact
of money
that
overseas.
He got movies going straight to DVD, but in the movie, he got Forrest Whitaker and, what's the other cat?
Man,
yeah,
that's amazing.
The,
man,
the white man.
What,
Al Pacino.
Bruce Willis. Oh.
No, fuck
he got Bruce Willis
why
and Al Pacino in the movie.
Why is 50 Cent and fucking Cuba Gooding Jr. on every fucking movie on Netflix?
Fuck
this niggas is on every movie. I
had
to bring that shit out.
That niggas
in
Cuba Gooding Jr. on every movie in Netflix.
Cuba Gooding Jr., 50 Cent, and fucking Steven Seagal got 436,000 movies on Netflix. I just had to fucking bring that shit up.
They do be in the studio. Them motherfuckers are hard. But hey, wait a minute. You forgot somebody else that got a bunch of damn catalog on that. Nicolas Cage, that nigga trying to get out of the damn IRS. He asked me to make a movie with him yesterday.
No.
Nicholas Cage was like, shit. He's like, man, we could do a 3-hour feature length film. We could be done recording it, doing the whole thing, editing everything in 5 hours. I'm like, you can't do that. He said, shit, yes, I can.
I'm
Nick
Cage, bitch.
I'm
Nick
Cage.
I don't mean to be cold and try to change the subject, but I called earlier because of the mix thing. And I really want to say one thing about that. I think mixed people need to understand at the end of the day that it's really their fault that they categorize themselves that way. Because if you were to pick the side instead of flip-flopping to your convenience, black people will accept you regardless because it's light-skinned black people who got 2 light-skinned parents. Not a big deal. But they know they're black regardless. Just like
so,
when you brought
so
up Eric DeBall.
And explain what about the part that you were disagreeing with me on? Because you don't like the fact that I'm trying to say that there should be a pure part of black people that they have pride in. You don't think I should. You don't
no,
think
no,
that
no,
should
no,
happen.
No. I'm not saying that at all. I think we should have pride in general. I think because of the history of this country, we have mixed shade. I'm just saying you're right.
But
about
by that logic, white people are mixed too. Wouldn't American whites be just as mixed?
Exactly, and that was the thing I was about to get to. White people only unite when they're against somebody. When they're together, you're Russian, you're German, you're Swedish, you're Jewish, you're Italian. Until it's time to unite against somebody, then they're all white.
Well, didn't I say that earlier, though, when I said about the rich and the poor?
Exactly.
So my point is, who the fuck are we – wait a minute. Who the fuck are black people against right now? Our first enemy is ourselves.
Our first enemy is niggas.
Let me point this out to you. You pick up any newspaper right now. Pick up any one of them. See how many George Zimmermans. See how many Ross Schoenweiss. See how many of them you saw kill black folks. Then see how many Jenkins, Jeffersons, Jacksons. See how many of them kill black folks. Then you tell me who the enemy is.
One of the major reasons the KKK isn't in the forefront like that anymore because they don't fucking have to be.
Right.
But that's what I was talking about at the beginning of the mixed thing. You're absolutely right. What I'm saying is the people that we consider mixed, they switch sides too much. We would consider them black if they didn't switch sides too much, just like we brought up the Imitation of Life. And back I was born in New Orleans. They call it Passé Blanc. People used to pass a white and then come back to the black people, but now people do that Charlie Sheen shit and they say they one thing and they say that thing while it's convenient until they get caught. Just like Tiger Woods did the same thing. Just like
O.J. Simpson, who is a black man, he didn't associate with black people until shit went wrong. Look at your boy Michael Jackson. He done had to make a song talking about it don't matter if you're black or white. But then when they fucked up his damn money and shit, he got in front of TV talking about some they don't want to see us black people. No, you're not black, sir.
You know why? That's because black people will accept anything. We'll
Thank
accept you.
You
when you're at your fucking lowest instead of accepting you when you're meeting some kind of standard.
Thank you.
But we used to struggle.
We used to be in the low. So your brother and I struggled.
They shit on you.
Come on down. I'm going to stop claiming people unless they make a million bucks. They got to make at least 10 million bucks. Other than that, you mix. If you mix and you make 10 million bucks, then you're black.
It's like the same. Like, we didn't give a fuck about Whitney Houston till she started fucking up.
Yep.
Cause she started fucking smoking crack and hanging out with niggas and looking all fucking crazy, ain't got no fucking kneecaps.
But
and
that's
shit,
when we said she was black. Before then, we said she was a sellout. She was too skinny. She trying to be white, even though she was the only bitch wearing her hair natural.
Exactly.
She's skinny as a stick, wearing her hair natural, and we think she trying to be white. She's the face of Teen Magazine. She's trying to be white. Instead of saying, but we did the same shit. That's why, do y'all understand the reason the Cosby Show just fell off? Is because black people started saying that shit ain't real?
But we still accept a white person that's trying to act black. What the fuck is that about?
But the funny part about it is, acting black is not acting like Malcolm X now. Acting black is not acting like Matt Turner or even Magic, acting black is acting like Lil Wayne. It's not acting
like a damn fool.
Right. But wait a minute. I'm gonna say this, and I hope y'all can relate to this. Remember the caller earlier said the woman said I'm not a nigger because a nigger's an ignorant person. But have you noticed that the idea of being black is just pure ignorance?
Yes. It's made flesh, my brother.
Yep.
They used to have sagging pants and zoot suits and niggas with gold teeth in 1920. Now we've made that popular, so we want to strive and emulate that. So we shun the smartest of them, and we uplift the dumbest of them, so we breed some stupid cats. So
hell, I remember my own mother. My own mother had gold teeth.
Now,
I grew up and I was like, that's some weird shit. But when we got around the white neighborhood, she took them shits out and she started explaining to me that was some dumb ass shit I did.
Wow. And that's the funny
But she
part
thought
about
it was cute back in the day. Because niggas thought it was cute. Who is fucking bitches with gold teeth?
Thug ass niggas.
A lot of hoods. But at the end of the day, that's one of our biggest problems with our community. We do shit from the past without knowing the history. The gold teeth used to be able to pay for your funeral. But then people forget about that part, and they just put gold teeth in their mouth and say they flossed. And then they die. No, and move on. And it goes on from generation to generation to generation. And nobody ever informs anybody what's really going on.
Do y'all not understand that the conversation we've had right now with the stuff that everyone has said, all the things that have been said, don't you know most black folks was like, wow, I didn't know that. Don't you think that, have you noticed that most of the time when you get around black folks, all of y'all can say this. You can attest to knowing a whole lot of shit that you thought was basic that a lot of other black folks say, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How
that's
is basic?
Like
and then you, and then they'll make you feel bad if you say too much shit they didn't know. Nigga, you think you know everything.
You're smart, you should be like a philosopher. Why are you thinking about things so deeply?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been asked that by a loved one.
Hey, well, Tom, I got a question for you that you can ask. Sometimes your female callers always, you know, flip out on you like they do earlier, and it's always that feminism kind of attitude. Ask the black women this. How come if they still ride with this, how come Sojourner Truth wasn't considered a feminist? How come Harriet Tubman wasn't considered a feminist? Hell, you won't go back to Nefertiti and Cleopatra? You won't go to Angela
Davis? Let me do you
no
one
black
better, brother.
Women were considered feminists,
hold on.
But they on a...
Let me do you one brother better, and this is why I have a problem with mixed people. Y'all know the girl from the show, K. Michelle, from that show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Yeah, that country ass ghetto bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all know that bitch got on TV and was trying to diss another woman, and by dissing that woman, these were her words? Up there looking like, Harriet Tubman ass looking bitch.
Wow.
Tommy, I'm going to say something that you pointed out and I saw. You put up the thing about before that show came out when Kay Michelle was talking, and she said, I quote, my life story, somebody should play me Jesus. She said that before that Love and Hip Hop show came out in a trailer.
Yeah, you remember when I put that up, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I saw that when you put that up. I was like, what the hell is wrong with this girl?
She said, well, how would people describe me? I'm the singer. I'm a mother. I'm the singer with the big ass. Every time I ask black women, what are your positive traits? It's my ass, it's my titties, it's my lips, it's my I got these kids by myself.
Yep.
But we got to say, forget Kay Michelle, forget all that. Justine, you were the kind of woman that we are dissing those girls to make sure you get like, because you are a better example than that crap.
That's why I'm leaving her. That's why I left her on the show. I was like, when you can get a black woman that's like this, one, listen to how she speaks. She speaks like a woman. You don't doubt that this is a woman. When Serena Williams was talking, when they asked her about that motherfucker, she sounded like the poltergeist that came out of her ass.
I don't give a fuck
what y'all niggas think. I be doing my dance. I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas think. Who the fuck did they replace her with Bing Rhymes?
Oh, shit.
Like, in her ass.
I have no idea
that all I'm
said.
Saying. Mm-hmm. Shit. YouPorn.com.
Yeah, I said, but this is what I'm saying. When you have, in our community, we don't lift up people like Justine. We really don't. She's a square.
Yeah.
Niggas don't lift her up.
You know,
niggas
actually,
like
it's really messed up because, you know, every entertainment, dancing, that's popular, that's lifted up. But, you know, if you like science or math or anything like that, you know, you're that little geek or something, you know? It's really messed up because, like I said, when I was working in the community center, I tried to do programs for the kids to learn, do little science experiments, play, like, things involved with math. But, you know, my boss almost fired me because if I don't have any artistic or dance skills to bring for the after-school program, then I'm not useful.
Exactly. Go ahead, Leroy. Leroy wants to jump in and say something to you. Then I'm going to bring in Tasha because I want to bring in some more women to jump in and talk on this issue. Because honestly, I understand the strength of men, but at the end of the day, we do have to. And I put up a post. I said the only thing better than a strong, intelligent, self-assured black man is one that's attached to a black woman.
I was just about to say something like that. Thanks for letting me on, Tommy. I just wanted to tell Justine I was listening to her, and I was like, damn, like every once in a while you come across a woman that's like, she's all right. And then you come across one of those that's like, god damn, like you kind of have to reflect and think to yourself like, yeah, I need to do better. And I like that feeling, actually. I'm not going to lie. I like being around girls that kind of make you question and be like, yeah, but I want one of those in the future, so I got to be better, you know?
So let me say this. Let me say this to you and Justine, and both of y'all can answer this. Here's what I said, and I came up with this my own damn self. I said, when people are asking me, what makes a good woman?
Mm-hmm.
I said, a good woman is a woman that makes a man want to be better than what he is today.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So I just answered it perfectly then.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you look at a woman and you say, shit, I got to stay out the club. Shit, I got to get a better job. Shit, this car sucks. This motherfucker needs to get more miles per gallon. This is ridiculous.
I agree with everything except for the car part. Tell me I don't fuck with my
nigga,
car.
Nigga, I need to brush my teeth more often. This once a damn day ain't doing it.
That's some real shit.
Seriously, y'all
brother.
Tell me, have y'all ever been around a girl and be like, shit, nigga, I can't approach her with this damn sucker suit on. I got to get a better one.
I'll give you one better, Tommy. I went, my cousin from New York came into town one time, and we went out to his boy's house or whatever, and there was this chick from Fort Myers that was there, and I was listening to her talking, and we started talking about politics, and mind you, I already found her physically attractive, but then when she opened her mouth, and she knew what the fuck I was talking about, and she understood what I was saying, and she was bouncing ideas off of me, I'm like, god damn, like, y'all women really exist? Because you know the stereotype. The stereotype is either you're dumb and you're pretty, or you're ugly and you're smart, you know? But to find those few that's like, god damn, this bitch is fine as hell. And she knew what the hell I'm talking about. Like, I'm bouncing ideas off of her, and it's not an argument, and it's really calm, nice conversation. Like, that's rare. Like, I love that shit, but it's rare as hell.
Mm-hmm. But let me say this, Justine, and you got friends, and you got young friends. Mm-hmm. Haven't you noticed that a lot of the men who, even if they dating a chick who going to school for law, like she's going to be a lawyer, he still, if he a thug, he has no problem approaching her and usually will end up getting her. Don't you think that's something in that woman that makes that thug say, I can approach you? Because men, and these men on the line will tell you, we typically only approach women that we think we got a shot with because we done got tired of getting turned down by the time we hit 20.
Yeah. I think it has to do with men judging women by the types of men that they deal with. So if I'm dealing with a bunch of fuck-ass niggas, I'm a fuck-ass nigga. I can share a message to Michelle Obama. I'm a approach you. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. I got fuck-ass nigga on my resume.
Right. Let me check that out. I went to the University of Fuck-Ass Nigga. I graduated with my master's
AA
degree.
And my bachelor's and my master's
right.
And my PhD.
Nigga, I went to all that shit. That's what's up.
And African-American studies.
Right.
And
no,
I got
it's
a
true.
Soul.
It's
I got
true.
A
I see it all the
too,
time
so
at school.
Mesh.
Man, I see it all the time at school,
mind
man.
Is strong.
My man, they do it because it works. They've been working since high school. It's working since junior high. I can get that nerdy-ass, dime-ass chick with my pants sagging because, fuck it, that nigga did it. I'm going to try it. Oh, shit, I got a dime-ass, nerdy-ass chick with my pants sagging.
That's
oh,
why
I'm going
to get
but
no job.
About
I can sit here.
But think
I
about
can
how
sit here
sad
all day.
It was. But think about how sad it was. The chick is up in school at Harvard, and she up there helping her boyfriend, the drug dealer, sell dope on campus.
You know what? I got a theory about all that stuff, including with that strong woman stuff. You know, the women say they're strong, but men want a woman with strength, and you say they're right. That's quiet. Mm-hmm. But the strong is because at the end of the day, they watch their mothers, their aunts, their cousins, and all that chase around dumbasses, and they fuck for them guys. Fight other chicks in the club, break up calls, do all kinds of shit. But you never see those women actually fight to keep a good man. So they just
keep teaching. That's so true. That's
well,
so
here's
true.
The, here's the answer to that. Right. Here's a quick answer. Here's my little something that I'm pretty sure y'all don't ever hear people say either. Well, a woman needs a man like these thugs because if these women are strong, you got to understand strength is a masculine trait. By the way that they say it, it is a masculine trait. And the only type of man that can tame a woman that's already masculine is a hyper-masculine man.
Didn't Eve say something like that in one of her songs? Like the only nigga in the hood that was hood enough to tame me or strong enough to tame me or something like that she said in one of her songs?
Yeah.
I think I've heard something like that.
Too. Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
In order
about
for you, if you're a regular guy, you're not masculine enough for her to be. Women like a sense of danger and intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not intimidated by your man, Because typically if you're a nigga just go to work 9 to 5 and you come home and you treat her nice, nigga, you're just kind of soft. You're a punk.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you ain't cheating. I know where you be at from 9 to 5.
You're
predictable. I can go to your job and you actually be there. You lame.
But the thing, the thing is that hypermasculinity is not is pseudo-masculinity. It's not even real. That's not
Let me tell you, and that was the second part of it. The hypermasculinity is covering the femininity.
Right.
See, most of those men are punks. That's why when you watch somebody like DMX, what?
And then they're crying on TV because of his mom. Yep. Yep.
That's why you see somebody like T.O. I love me some me, but this nigga crying like a bitch.
That's why when you watch the first 48 niggas out here doing stupid shit, as soon as they get in that interrogation room, niggas start with the woodworks.
Yeah.
And they're bad interrogators.
Telling on everybody.
The hardest niggas on the street. As soon as they get in there, hey, man, what's your name? I don't even know why I'm in here, man. And that's kind of like, hey, come on, man.
That's how it goes.
I think
not having a father figure all matters, but if you do have a father figure and he's not, you know, that type of, because just having a male there is not always conducive to growing a healthy male. Because
there's a lot of punk-ass men that live in the house with you.
That's true. I mean, I was lucky to have my grandfather.
You had a real man. Because a real man not only, and if you can take on, if you can say, because here's what my mama was talking about my grandmama. It was funny what she said. She said, because my grandmama old, and all of them live to be like old and a motherfucker, like in their hundreds. Well, my grandmama old as fuck, like she ain't going nowhere. And my mama said the reason she ain't going nowhere because she knows she has some stupid-ass kids and she got to stick around to take care of them.
That's actually a really good answer. That's
and I'm
a
serious.
Really,
think
really
about
good
it.
Answer.
Think about it. The nourishment part of black women make them stick around because they got stupid-ass kids that now got stupid-ass grandkids, and I got to stick around to help take care of them stupid-ass grandkids because if I don't stand here, because my motherfucking ass the only one with a phone number that everybody know because everybody else's number keep changing every 3 fucking weeks. Think about it. Am I lying? I'm the only one got an address because everybody else get kicked out and evicted from their fucking house every fucking week. So it's hard for me to damn die. But that's why the men, we going to get the fuck out. About 55, we gone. I'm fucking, I'm out.
That's my dad says that every once in a while. He's like, you ever notice with black men, especially black men, you know what's the funny part? Bum-ass niggas stay to be like 75 years old. They stay on the block. But men that were in the house helping out with the family and stuff, these niggas began, they just dying off. Once 55 hit,
yeah,
they just
nigga
falling
that ain't
off.
Worth a damn.
Man.
He live a long time. Two of my uncles
so
motherfuckers died at 45 and 55. Mm-hmm. Them niggas that ain't shit is 96.
Niggas got all that energy because they ain't did shit their whole life but sit around and play fucking PlayStation all day, come
and
on
fuck,
the back of your TV,
all they
melt
whole
it
life
out of
is
stuff.
The fuck. They like motherfucking one of them horses after he win the Triple Crown and he hurt his leg, so they just get to breed for the rest of his life. That's what these black men do. All they do is breed. They don't take care of nobody. Have you noticed that most black... But think about it. Have you noticed that most black men aren't the pillars of their houses?
True. True. But Tommy, look at the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground say that when you're in a marriage, you're actually supposed to live longer than when you're single. Like, bachelors are supposedly supposed to die earlier than married folks. But that's not necessarily true, and not in the black community, at least.
No, you married that
bitch.
You can't wait
to kill your ass.
I went out with my granddaddy one time. We went. He said, I'm going shopping. I said, I want to go with you, granddad. And I went out, and he was motherfucker was looking at caskets. I said, what? That nigga was ready to go.
Hold up. Hey.
Shit. I'm going to have this casket on the way.
What I'm about to say is
he never made the last payment.
Yeah,
my granddaddy died in 1992. Here it is. 20 years later, my grandmama's still out there gardening.
Well, see, I'm telling you, these men be dying off at like from the second they hit 55, they'd all start one after the other. You know,
them niggas be doing shit to make sure they die. Nigga eating asking his wife for extra hog mugs and shit.
Right. Some of them are last 70, but you rarely come across men across the board, but especially black men that survive past 70. They're like, nigga, you 72?
For real.
Well,
only them suck-ass niggas still at the club, still trying to
anywhere.
Have his pants sagging. Niggas, he live a long time. That nigga ain't worth a fuck.
That's the worst shit ever. That nigga in the club with the throwback jersey on and the braids, but he like looking like fucking Charlie Wilson and shit.
No. The TWD braids with
Listen,
the big
Charlie
giant
Wilson
jersey.
Just added another 20 years to his life.
The big giant jersey, my nigga. I see it. Yeah,
with fucking R. Kelly and shit.
I think
these niggas ain't gonna die.
Steal young bitches' souls. When they fuck them, they steal their souls and
it's
they live
It's gonna be
hard
for Snoop Dogg to die as long as he can get a perm and hair color. He gonna keep living.
And
Snoop Dogg gonna still be rapping about hoes and shit at 90.
Coming to the fucking club in a fucking band and shit like they about to kidnap niggas all.
You'll be cracking up because these niggas in the club.
Let me bring in Tasha. Let me bring in another woman in here to join this. Let's see if we can get another beautiful woman in here. See if we can have, because we're going to bring in these women and let's see what they got going. What's up, Tasha from the 646?
How you doing?
Have you
How
been
you
enjoying
doing?
The show?
Yes, I have.
These niggas ignorant, aren't they? I wouldn't be doing this show if I wasn't on probation, and one of my stipulations in probation that I got to help out special needs kids.
He's only doing this show because he is a licensed zoologist.
Right. Yo, but Tommy, I wanted to switch the subject for 1 second earlier, because when y'all were covering the whole Mitt Romney thing or whatever the hell over earlier, I wanted to say, but I was talking to Oliver about this earlier today, and I was telling him the Republican convention is a cover, because if you know anything about the NAM meeting with all the third world countries that's meeting up in Iran right now, that's having a meeting kind of to switch the whole New World Order type of situation that's going on with Europe and America and stuff. They're having a meeting. So it's the Global South having a meeting right now, trying to figure out what they got to do to combat what they see the U.S. and Britain and France and them are doing. And I'm like, what a coincidence that the Republican convention is falling on the same day. You know what I'm saying?
The Republican convention always fall on the same day as some shit happens.
You know what I'm saying? So
seriously, it does.
I was like, what the hell? Like, and then make it worse, like, a couple of the members were saying, like, the U.S. was trying to keep them from going, but, you know, the meeting's in Tehran, Iran's capital, so a couple of the U.S. leaders were like, yo, if you go, you might have some problems. You know what I'm saying? So the UN top dog went. I can't remember this guy's name, some Asian dude, but he went, you know, but the U.S. wasn't happy about it. I'm like, yo, this shit always happens.
I always tell people when they say that there's a new world order coming, I'm like, no, it's not. It's already been here.
Thank you.
It's been here.
It's not a new world order. It's not something that's going to be implemented tomorrow. It was implemented yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all late on it. Like, people be talking about, I'm like, don't you think there's a reason why gas shot up to $4 before the damn hurricane even hit? Come on now.
Yo,
black folks be killing me. Well, don't you understand that there's a reason why every time you think something is going wrong, something else happens to make you forget about that something? It's like if you got caught cheating on your girlfriend, so you stab one of her kids. Girl, your kid's sick.
And the reason I brought that up, Tommy, is because, like, you always talk about, like, black people coming together and stuff like that. And I always think to myself, black and brown people have all the goddamn resources. Europe don't got shit to offer nobody. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Europe ain't
them
but
nothing.
A bunch of rocks and wine.
Thank you. Europe don't have nothing. But yet, we have all the resources. But, like, I tell Oliver all the time, because half of his family's Nigerian, and I say, yo, like, Nigeria has the oil, but yet the refineries on top of the damn oil bed is all British and American owned. How the hell we got the resources in our continent, but yet somehow, some way, white people are the ones that's benefiting from it way more than we are.
There's a saying the guy called in. I think he's on the line. I hope he talks about it. But he said the weak control the strong. I mean, the strong control the weak, but the smart control them all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you know what? You know what's crazy? It goes into what Leroy was saying. They're talking about, you know, the gas went up before the fucking hurricane hit, talking about the gas is going up because we can't get any oil from. I'm like, we don't even fucking use the oil in America. We use everybody else's fucking oil.
Yep.
So why the fuck is our fucking gas prices going up because of a hurricane in Louisiana? We won't even use that oil for fucking gas.
Because they know they could use that excuse, but nobody would when nobody would question it.
Listen, people are put two and two together, and then even when they do put two and two together, what they going to stand there and do with that number four unless they own the motherfucking electric company?
Thank you.
You know what? I know nobody's probably over 40, but I want y'all to know something. It was a gas shortage either when Nixon or Carter was in office.
It was Carter. It was Carter.
Carter.
Carter. I'm 25 and I know
we
that.
We should have no gas anyways.
True. You know what I'm saying? See, here's the thing, and that's what I love about this show. Most of the most intelligent people that call my show, like people always, my audience is young. My audience is young because young people thirst for knowledge. Mm-hmm. In any culture, young people thirst for knowledge. It's our fault that the young people are stupid. It ain't their fault. Seriously. I'm not even trying to be funny. If your motherfucking child is 2 years old and can't walk, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know what? Look.
That's real.
I was chilling with my son, and we made one of them vinegar and baking soda bottle rockets.
Mm-hmm. That's what's so best.
That
cool.
was the most I've seen that boy smile his whole life because he was doing something that he hadn't learned in school. He hadn't been taught by nobody else. We were just sitting on YouTube finding science experiments and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me when I was a kid how my grandmother would show me things that I've never seen. And I had to look around, and I realized I don't see parents doing that no more.
Do you understand that the reason why most of y'all don't find problem with what I say, even the women, do you understand that the reason why most of us don't is because we're all pretty much like how myself and Justine are. We had people to look up to, but we're pretty much self-built, self-taught people that understood, yeah, I can look and tell the difference between right and wrong, and even though I didn't have the ideal circumstances, I'm not going to use that as a fucking crutch.
Mm-hmm. Tony, I can give you a perfect example. A lot of the shit that I know is from YouTube. I swear to God, people be like, how do you know this shit? YouTube, nigga. The same YouTube you use to look up music videos is the same one I use to look up shit that I know.
That's
you know?
Listen, when you're self-taught, think about it. Well, listen, though. When you're self-taught, you stop depending on others. When you're self-made, you don't believe in this idea. You'll have a spiritual background. You'll believe a little bit because you were taught that way. But you don't believe God going to bring you food. You believe your hard-ass work is going to bring you money, and that money is going to be able to purchase food.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Exactly. Can I say something about that?
Go ahead. Hello? I think that's my girl, Tasha. Go ahead, Tasha.
Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of people, you know, talk about how, you know, God is going to bring them food. I do believe in God and everything, but I guess sometimes I get into conflict with other people because even though I have a spiritual background, I also believe in logic and having some type of common sense. I know that sounds kind of backwards, but it's like
it sounds great.
But it's like you have, but a lot of people, especially, you know, like religious people, a lot of times they don't have common sense. Like, for example, like with the like tithing and offering and things like that. A lot of times people believe that, oh, if I give my money, if I do this and do that, everything in my life is going to be okay. I'll have money. I'll have this. But yet and still, you're behind on your rent. You're behind on your bills. You don't have any money saved. You're not financially well off, but you continue to do something thinking that just
it's easy to give your 10% to that church than to give that 30% to the IRS.
Yeah,
you know,
and
that's why you see a lot of black people working until death.
Why you think all the motherfuckers behind on their IRS, but they still pay their tithes? You got that bitch ain't never missed a payment of tithes, but the IRS is at your front door.
If you talk about like trying to, you know, start a business or doing anything to better yourself or anything of that nature, it's like it's always treated looked down negatively. You know, it's like they don't want to see other people do well, not just in church, just, you know, in the black community in general. Like if you talk about trying to do anything to better yourself, go to school or do anything like that, it's looked down upon. Just like going back to you talking about the education and things like that. And a lot of times education is looked down on by some people. Like, for example, like I'm in school and and I started going back to school later on in my life, and it's like a lot of people are just like, well, what's she going to school for? And I'm like, well, I want to better myself. I want to come out of poverty. I want to do
well. Let me point this out to you, dear, though. Let me point something out to you that you might not notice, which is if you, when people always say, well, there's a lot more educated black women and blah, blah, blah. I keep telling them this. One, black women have all kinds of ways to get into college. Motherfuckers want to subsidize them. So to be honest, if you that subsidized, it's like when I tell white people you're a waste of white if you ain't better than me. If you're a woman, a black woman, you're a waste of a black woman if you don't have no education because they're trying to give them to you.
Yep.
Secondly, if you're a woman and you fucking 40 and say you going back to school, you'll get less flack than you a grown-ass man saying you 30 and you going back to school.
That's true.
My cousin is what, 28, 29, and he goes to Harvard and he feels like he's sucking right now. I'm like, nigga, you, first of all, you're not 30 yet. Even if you were 30, you going to Harvard, nigga. I don't care.
We need more people like you though to talk to people like that and not discourage them. And that's what Tasha's saying. She's saying a lot of times when we're trying to do something, her, Justine, you, they don't get encouragement. The only place Justine can get encouragement for the good shit that she has is a small place right here with us. But then when she goes out into the world, somebody talking shit about it?
Mm-hmm.
That shit crack me up. Well, I keep myself surrounded around people that actually get really mad if I'm like, yeah, man, I don't think I'm going to go do that. No, you need to go do that. You know, so I have that encouragement. So I'm one of those people that really can't end up being a bum in the future.
Like, do
that
you
shit's
see
really
how I
going
to
look bad.
I talk, dude, and people always wonder, like, my audience and how young they are. Do you see how I talk to them young people and you see how they gravitate to me? Because don't nobody else talk to them like that. Mm-hmm. Nobody else talks to them and act like that, hey, what you're doing is something. They start young black people want to be old so bad because they think it's something wrong with them being young. That's why they do shit to get kids early at 18, 19.
Yeah.
Black women get 25 and don't have no kids, somebody picking on them and making them think something wrong with their pussy. Girl, you must have something wrong with you.
Oh, my goodness. That's so cool.
It's crazy. You see so many young black girls, and the first thing they want to do is they want to be like, I'm grown.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you tell them they're young, like I was talking to a girl, and I'm 10 years, what was it? How old was I was about 12 years old, that girl. 12 years old, that girl. And I kept saying, girl, you a baby. No, I'm not. I hate when people say that. Bitch, you are 22 years old. I remember Reagan and Carter, and you don't even know who they are.
And that's why I think I get asked my age all the time because, like, you see Laura ask the question, I was able to answer it like that. And people always like, how old are you? I'm 25, but I know this shit because I care to know, you know.
And the reason I call you a baby is because in man years, and you remember I told y'all on the show, in man years you should be looking to get married probably about 35.
So I got a ways to go.
Right, and you got a lot of shit to learn. And you don't ever need to enter into anything if you haven't established yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or that is so true.
These young girls, quit letting somebody make you feel like you old at 25. Your job is to establish yourself. Let me tell you what my cousin was doing at 25. That bitch got a boyfriend. She knew they was going to get married. You know what she did? She got rid of her apartment, moved back in the house with her mama, stayed there for 3 years. When they finally got married 3 years later, do you know that first house when they bought it, how much it cost?
How much?
$600,000, because all that bitch did for 3 years was sit in the house with her mama and save money.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. God damn.
Yeah.
She said, I got a man. Why do I got to have an apartment now? That nigga got his own place. When he want to fuck me, he better let me come over.
Damn. That's the way you do it. $600,000 home for your first home? Yeah. Nigga struggling to pay $200,000 buy $200,000 homes.
That's way too much damn house, but it was just her. And then when did they have a baby? 2 years after they had been married, they had their baby. How old was she? 27. He was 36.
I have a friend right now that that's married. And today he was leaving my house, and one of my sister friends was coming up and was like, so no kids on the way? Like, yo, like, he could ask this question on a date, I swear to God.
I tell women all the time, be like Mexicans. I tell women all the time, be like Mexicans, save your money. All these women in Atlanta got condos and shit by yourself, working at Walmart. Stop it. But that's because of that competition. Women can't go home to their mama. Because they mama want them out. Because mama trying to get a boyfriend. And you making it hard because my boyfriend keeps looking at you.
Mama hating on daughter.
I have a question.
Go ahead, babe.
I have a question. How do you feel about people who've, you know, had a child together, but they weren't married at the time,
but now they want to get married. How do you feel about that? Because I'm in that situation
right now. I'm big on this. I'm not a marriage guy, which I like marriage, but let me tell you why I'm not a marriage guy. Because a lot of times people just get married because of some shit they want to do. And a lot of women get married because their homegirl got married or they saw a bitch on TV got married and they want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, they don't want to do it for the right reasons. So if you're in a relationship and y'all happy, I don't believe in shaking the damn boat. You don't have to shake the boat. So if don't let anybody force you to get married. Have you noticed a lot of women are forced into situations, meaning you'll be at you and your man will be in the house. He'll be playing PlayStation all day with his friends, and you'll be serving him pizza and beer and then walking downstairs and walk back upstairs to check on him, give him more pizza and beer and walk downstairs. And you'll have a couple of your friends with you. Now, his friends are upstairs, and his friends will say, damn, dude, you got a good girl. You better never leave him. But when you go downstairs with your friends, they're going to say, girl, you doing too much. Let them niggas get that shit theyself. Now the girls that's telling you let them niggas get that shit they self are girls who you've heard personally tell you that they man always cheating, they in and out of relationships, yet you will listen to your girlfriends tell you that even though it seemed comfortable, you happy, you're being used, you just don't know it.
Yeah, well, I don't have friends like that. But I understand, I do agree with what you're saying. I don't have friends like that. It's just that we went to get married way before I got pregnant, so it's not like, we just getting married because we have a kid. It's just
no, get married because you want to.
Yeah, of course.
But the one thing I want you to always do with him is to be stable and to want to work together, because stability lasts through divorce. Don't you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give you an example of that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you build a house, this is perfect. Remember when Tiger Woods' wife tore down that $12 million house?
Yeah.
Guess what was still standing when they did the aerial shots?
The what?
The foundation. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Damn, I'm good. Tell me I ain't good with these analogies. Y'all ain't heard them nowhere else.
Man, I heard that one before.
No,
that's just old, son.
What I'm saying is the way I'm applying it is this. If you guys build something together that is a part of – we have a good understanding. Even when we decide we don't like each other no more because your titties is sagging, you got too many stretch marks, you come too fast, you can't get hard no more, whatever the fuck it is, you will still be able to power through the parts of separation. It's the same thing that happens when a man understands my mother and father have died, but I got to keep living. I don't jump in the casket with them because they gave me all the tools and they prepared me for the inevitable, what might happen. They prepared me for the fact that, you know what, your parents might not live to be 100 like grandma. We might get on a plane and that motherfucker crash. But even if it crash, your ass has got to go on. You can't jump in the plane with us. You can't go get in the fucking wreckage.
Yeah, I understand.
And we don't teach each other that. I'm teaching my daughter right now, and I know, God forbid, I would hate it if I don't get to see my daughter married. I want grandkids. But you know what I'm teaching my daughter? To want her daddy, not need her daddy.
Yes. That's a huge difference. It's a big difference because if she always has to need you, God forbid, something does happen, she wouldn't know how to cope. She would, you know. So
become
dependent.
I think there's two type of people. There's the type of people that when the situation hits the fan, somehow, some way, they're able to manage. And there's the most of the people that if shit hit the fan, they falling off the boat too.
That's why my daughter treat me like I ain't shit. She'll call me. She'll give me a call. Call me while I was on the show. Saw my cell phone ring. I said, this little bitch. She know what I'm doing, but you know what she calling me about? Because she was supposed to get a damn toy, and she know it's supposed to come today or tomorrow, and she want to make sure I got that damn toy. She don't need me. She want that toy. My daughter her grandma. You know what my daughter does? And there's a lot of kids not like this. Have y'all noticed there's a lot of kids, as soon as the mama leave the daycare, them motherfuckers falling out crying? As soon as you leave them, as long as you around, them kids play with everybody. You leave. When I leave, my daughter throw up the deuces. Literally throw up the deuces. When she go to dance class, me and her mama go somewhere and do something, she throw up the deuces. I seen her throw up the dub one time. I was like, who is this bitch?
Your daughter straight G on you.
Yeah, she go over her grandmama's house and be like, all right, then I'll see y'all next week.
So I got a question about this.
I did.
I said, this, who is this bitch? We right up in raising Eve and shit. I did.
I got a question about that, because at the end of the day, this is all relative to the same thing. Has anybody else noticed that when, quote-unquote, Big Mama died, the family go to shit?
Yeah. Yes. Black family. Do you know why the black family is fucked up? Because grandmamas is 40 now.
30. I might say something that might sound so cold, but it's so real because it's real in my own family. My grandmother died. Everybody went nuts. My granddad died.
Damn.
He still don't even know where the hell his headstone is.
Wow. He's not
and
lying.
Honest,
hey, I
my
had a
granddad
conversation
was
with
the one
a,
who ran
I,
the
listen,
shit.
I had a conversation with a woman today. She was telling me she was close to her father, and she has a son. And she was telling me how the son was close to her mother. But I stopped and I told her, I said, you notice you've never told me about even a conversation your son has had with his grandfather, but you always talk about how he always had to call his grandmother. I said, do you see how backwards that is? You've never said he sat down on the phone with his granddaddy. He need to go see his granddaddy. And he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved his grandmama. He talked to his grandmama and told her every day, got to speak to his grandma. Don't you think that's odd? She said, I never thought about it that way. I said, because most people don't, because black men are forgotten. Nobody gives a shit about us. You can live your life without us. That's why we go ahead and die at 55. I think most black men die just to see if a motherfucker going to miss him.
Close his eye and then look up, try to see outside. Anybody miss you?
Nobody's going to miss you. Nobody's gonna miss you. And if you were a good dad,
they be like, Mike, what you about to do, nigga? I'm finna go die. I want to see if these niggas miss me. I don't think.
Right. I'm messed up. Like, if you were a real good dad, you had to cry for a day or two. But whatever. I swear. Like in our community, it's so backwards that if you were an asshole dad and you had like 13 different wives and 80 different kids outside of wedlock, mm-hmm. I mean, outside of the marriage, I think people actually cry for you more. They just miss you more. Like, oh my God, my dad, really?
Playing talking at the funeral. What?
Right? I'm playing talking at the funeral. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at you.
The best, let me tell y'all something. The best a nigga can get nowadays, honestly, is just a T-shirt. A T-shirt with your face on it.
Put your picture on a T-shirt.
I guess that's an upgrade from the back of the fucking milk carton, though.
It's gonna sound cold that I say this, but a good dad is kind of like LeBron James. You ain't good enough, and a bad dad is kind of like Jeremy Lin. You showed up 3 times, so shit, we need to put you on the cover.
Right.
Oh shit.
Right.
It's wild.
Wow.
Let me
good
tell y'all something. Hey, y'all do me a favor.
Analogy.
Y'all do me a favor. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to a break. I want all y'all to stay on the line. Do me a favor. We're going to go to a break. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to come back with everybody's phone call. This has been fun because literally we got like 8 people on the phone right now, and the conversation's still going. So I'm going to see if I can – I'm going to be like – we're going to do like a clown call. We'll see how many motherfuckers we can get in.
Pile more and more people.
You know, we're going to see how many motherfuckers we can get in this bitch.
You're going to start World War III over this phone. People who
could
be trying to talk.
So I want y'all to sit back, listen. We'll be back in just a few minutes, all right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll be back faster than it takes Mel Gibson to ruin a marriage and a career. Your world, my views. Keep it locked.
Runs deep. Share it with me.
They'll never take me alive. I'm getting high with my profile. Cop don't need suckers, time to die. Even as a youngster, causing ruckus on the back of the bus. I was a fool all through high school, kicking up dust. But now I'm labeled as a troublemaker. Who can you blame? Smoking weed helped me take away the pain. So I'm hopeless, rolling down the freeway, swerving. Don't worry, I'm about to crash upon the curb. Cause my business bloody. Maybe if they tried to understand. my enemies when I let them be. 23 and so much pain. That rough life, running crazy wild as a kid, and growing tough with a knife, and living strife from the regular, walking out competitors, see a figure moving, chest down like a fucking predator, taking trouble every day in school, act a fool, and you know I had to break every rule, showing off for the bitches cause I had the mad breath, so I had to watch my back when it was time to step, but my crime is the grimiest with love for me, oh pop pop, it's in the sucker up above for me, and yo, currency kept passing me by, but I didn't. Bro got hit off of the pack and started selling coke. And now the money's looking lovely. Hop the drop top and now the bitches wanna rub me. Kick them the game, it's all the same. I kick it back, yo. Give them slack, yo. And now they label me the Mac, yo. People check it, just disrespect it. If you run on the bird, man, you heard, man. Catch a couple shots in the Glock in my head. Damn, at least I'm realistic with my biscuit. You know you get your ass twisted, so run for cover. Me and my man got a plan, kick the major done. So if you're look for the gauge to bust. A lot of pressure with the street fame. It's a deep game and my mama always crying. Yo, there's so much pain. They got me mobbing like I'm loafed and ready to get my slug on. I load my clip and slip my motherfucking gloves on. I ain't scared to blast on these suckers if they test me. Trust, I got my Glock, cop and player if they press me. Bust them motherfuckers.
I knew I needed to talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick.
My daughter engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
World, my views. Your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, man, with the
most, man. I'm Tommy Sotomayor,
and this is Your World.
I like this. I like to thank AudioPro.com. AudioPro.com is the one who's sending me all this stuff and keep telling me. Now, they told me how to hook it up right, but I didn't hook it up
right, the right way. But, I mean, that's just the type of thing I do. I don't hook stuff up the right way. But we got everybody on the line here. And it's cool that people will be wanting to sponsor me. I'm starting to get curious about why the alcohol companies want to sponsor me, because I'm starting to think that maybe I'm a lush.
I see the mixed girls you're talking about right now telling me on Nancy Grace.
Hey,
they
tell me they ain't fine.
Yeah, I mean, the one in the white is kind of cute. The one in the black, she's a little too pale for me in the face, but you know.
But it's like, and this is why I always tell black women, it ain't about your booty and your ass, but they know that. Because most mixed chicks don't have booty, ass, or titties, but they sure get men.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me I'm lying.
That's true.
They be devoid of a lot. That's why when you see one with booty, ass, and titties, niggas go nuts.
Niggas be melting over them girls.
But yes, then them be the ones that don't get married either. They be thug, because these little girls look like they got some nice titties and look like they have some ass coming in.
Mm.
That's why they in jail.
I wanted to ask Tommy, what was going on with those supposed two girls that called in earlier? It was really one, but whatever. I was listening in, and I was like, oh, my God, I wish Tommy would let me on so I could rip them a new one, because they were not staying on topic. They were all over the place. They couldn't answer a question. And that's the
because
thing
no one can. Damn, they mama fine. I'm sorry.
Their mom is kind of cute. Damn. Oh, damn. The short hair picture is a good one, dude. I like that short hair picture.
Y'all fantasize about cream pies.
You know, but the thing that
you know what I'm saying? What y'all know about the cream pies? Them
right?
Mama, they mama fine, too.
But the thing
I'm
that
sorry
got
to be looking at these kids and they mama like this, but see, this how shit go wrong. If you that fine and your daughter's that fine, don't date. Seriously, don't date.
Mm-mm.
I'm fucking you, then I'm fucking them.
Damn.
Hey, real shit, the way it happens.
I'm just being real.
Really,
them girls 17, 18 years old. They are getting it.
Look at them picturing a mom right now. Damn.
Yeah, mom at the basketball game. Niggas was fawning over that chick. Them light-skinned chicks don't have no problem getting a nigga with some money, spending money. But then because that white be in them kids, that's why they be stabbing motherfuckers and killing them.
Oh, wait, they killed their mom.
They killed
their
own mama. You didn't know that?
No,
yes,
I'm just not reading the. I'm just not reading
her,
the.
They stabbed her to death.
Wow. Oh, that was on some hater shit right there.
Like,
that was on some crazy. Yeah. And look, it said, did gorgeous teen identical twins kill their mom?
Ooh. Hell yeah, you did. Them bitches is gorgeous. They tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's what it say on the bottom. And look, they all have like nice pretty. Ain't no ghetto picture up. It's all nice pretty pictures. I like
that.
Yeah,
but what it is, let me tell you something about being mixed though. If you hang out with black folks, you try to be hard like black folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with mixed people. Like, they have a hard time being who they are. Because girls like that get hated on a lot. So they have to grab this hard exterior. Because them other girls are hating on them because them little boys keep telling them they cute.
Boom, just like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's why it's hard being. The light-skinned dude has an easier time because he don't have that. We as men don't like to punk out and openly admit this nigga get more pussy than me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do something to get more pussy than him. This nigga get all the pussy, but he can't play no ball.
Right. We find there's other ways as men, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like that, you know? It's not.
Well,
it's kind of not like
that. But women only really have one way to get dick. I mean, ain't nobody trying to fuck Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Whoopi Goldberg, everybody's example, man.
I'm just saying, she can be. I mean, let me go to Cindy. Uh-huh. Cindy, what's going on? Cindy?
Not much. Sorry.
Don't be asking me to bring you in, and you up here being all stone mouth.
Cindy over there.
Tell me,
how
where
you
get
doing,
this analogy, stone mouth? I never heard that shit before. This is what I'm talking about. What the fuck did you get?
Yeah, half the shit I say is just unheard of. This shit is just. Somebody never said this
shit.
But it sounds good, though, stone mouth. And I thought about it, I was like, well, if you did have a stone in your mouth, you wouldn't be able to say nothing now, would you? Like,
exactly. It makes sense. I'm like an old person. After a while, it makes sense.
Tommy, you are an old person. What the fuck?
I know, compared to y'all, nigga. That's why, you know what? And this is what's funny. Cindy, I want to talk to Cindy about this, but this
God,
is what's funny.
Hey, you see the pictures that's coming up now? Oh, you missed the last one. Damn, that's, hey.
And they really all fine, though.
I'm sorry. Them girls is fine. They can get it. They got that. That's why I said I would tell their daughter. Their mama would be like, why you don't want to date me? I'd be like, because I'm going to fuck your daughters, and I don't want to go to jail.
Oh, hey, but you got to, hey, tell the truth.
Exactly. Why is it that people don't like people that tell them the truth? I would rather know that this nigga sitting up there and notices my daughter's big ass and titties like you didn't notice she had them. Seriously, why would you pretend you don't know that your daughter finer than you?
Mm. Hey, Tommy, you ever came across, you know what always cracks me up is when the mom is fine and the daughter, you like, what the hell happened to you?
Yeah, I feel
like,
bad for them daughters. The daughter be ugly than the motherfucker,
oh,
your mama
man.
Fine.
You know who
you
I feel like that for? Bobby Christina. But you look at Whitney when she was younger, you like, damn, Whitney was kind of bad, yo. And then you look at Bobby Christina, you like, why?
I don't think she'd be an ugly chick if she got a dentist. But they just
That got me to go.
Yeah, I just not feeling that gap. And they sitting up there talking about that thing is distinguished or whatever. Women ain't supposed to have distinguished figures. That's a man compliment.
What's distinguished about flossing with elevator cable?
A man compliment is distinguished. You don't say that shit about no
what
woman.
What did you say? Flossing with elevator cables?
What's distinguished about that? Flossing with elevator cable.
Okay, let me ask something. Hey, Cindy. Yes. You have a daughter, right?
No.
You just got
a boy.
Oh, well, you lucky. Now, let me ask you, if they were little girls, do you think I would be wrong by saying maybe women should implement a I won't date men if my daughter is either of this age or of this breast size?
Yes, I agree.
Why don't women do it? And if you notice, there was a girl, and I called it. Ms. Moe was telling me about something. She said, you do a report about it. And I looked at it, and I went and looked at it because, you know, we like to watch stuff, and then we'll call each other and say, you need to watch that. She told me I needed to watch this. And I watched it, and it was a young woman, a woman who was saying, you know, my daughter got snatched out of the middle of the bed at night, like snatched out. Her daughter was like 14, 15. And the way the mama was talking, I guess, again, it's the psychology part of it. I can read body language.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her immediately, I said, that was one of the mama's boyfriends. She took that girl. He took that girl. I did something to that girl. Well, the reports kept coming out. Next thing you know, the mama had a boyfriend who used to come by and help fix shit around the house, but the mama was claiming it wasn't her boyfriend. The mama kept also claiming that he didn't have nothing to do with it, so she don't know why they would be questioning him because he's a good man. They had a good relationship. Well, they looked through the young girl's phone, and guess who she had been texting?
Wow.
Guess who they just arrested yesterday?
I may be sending those damn naughty pictures and shit.
Tommy, to answer your question with the gap thing, Africans love gaps. They fucking love them. They love them shits like the shits going out of style. I know a couple of African guys that fuck with women with gaps on some serious
shit.
Well,
then she should take. I know niggas that fuck with women with got bow legs and gap legs and all that weird shit. I'm not behind that either. Anybody got a fetish?
It all depends.
But my girl got bow legs, and I'm still like, it's still a fetish thing. It's not one of them things you just need. It's just
I got a fetish for noses. That's the weirdest shit in the world. Like,
I got a fetish for clitorises. I like big clitorises.
I'm straight.
I do, because a big clitoris is. Well, here's my thing. I don't understand when you said you're straight about that. Whether it's big or small, it's the same shape.
True. That's true.
Different if a small one wasn't shaped like that. They both are little dicks.
I don't think girls say it's the other way around.
I'm just telling you, when a woman and a man is formulating in the womb, they're not women or men until the other chromosome is added. They're like those dolls, and the doll comes just androgynous, and then you make it to whatever you want it to be.
Uh-huh.
That's how humans are. That's how humans are formed. So the clitoris starts out, and once that X chromosome comes in, or the Y chromosome, excuse me, then the clitoris will stop. It'll stop growing, and it becomes a clitoris. If the X comes in, it just keeps growing, and it's a penis. It's the same device. That's why you can turn a woman into a man, and it has no problem. People always wonder, how can you turn a woman into a man or vice versa? Because it's the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to cut that piece off.
Chaz Bono, ugly-ass man. Yep, that's the first person I thought of when he said that. Chaz Bono.
That's who I thought about, too. I was like, nigga, you went from being an okay-looking white woman to a fucking fat, ugly man? What the hell were you thinking? Like, what the hell is that, yo?
That's a bad deal. But let me go back to the Cindy. Cindy, we've been talking about some deep shit in this show. What is it that you'd like to jump in, since it's anything goes? Jump in. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just have an issue with mixed
like mixed children, what you guys were talking about.
What about him? What's your issue with him? You don't like him either? You like me, you don't like him? Yeah, girl, we're on the same team.
I have mixed children, so
I'm just messing with you.
I love my children.
I know. What do you want to say that you had an issue with? What part?
How every black person wants to say that they're black. They want to accept them as if they're black.
Yeah, so you agree with me?
I agree 100%. They're not black.
Thank you.
They're mixed.
It's crazy that we try to force them to.
It's funny because a black person will tell me, "Oh, you're black too." No, I'm not black.
Yeah, like just because you hang with black people or talk to
black
people, they'll tell you you're black, right?
Yes. Then it's like, no, I'm not
black. The thing I started implementing, Tommy, is something that you said once, and I used to think about it before that, but now I really implemented in my thoughts is. If anybody says that they're mixed one time, then you can't say you're black ever again. You're black or you're mixed. And if you're mixed, you're
I mean, look at how they treat
mixed.
Men. Think about how women treat men. If your ass say you gay one day, you can't come back and say you're
nope.
straight.
And never come back.
You're straight.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way I think about
men. If you've been fucked by a man, you're gay.
Yeah. Only no, time it's okay to get a man to suck your dick is if you're doing a 40-year sentence.
Or you borrowing loan.
It ain't okay. That's just what that nigga did. If your ass got a 39 and a half year sentence, you just gonna have to suck it up, nigga.
Literally.
Right?
He be like, I can't get him to suck my dick. I'm like, nigga, if they give you 6 more months, you can get some head. But you ain't got, you got 39 and a half, so your ass is gonna wait it out.
Yo, and talking about that, I talked about that one time because I was like, I've watched like prison specials and stuff like that, and it was like, it's really America where that gay shit go on in prisons the way it does. You know, it don't really go on the way it does in American prisons anywhere else in the world. It happens, you know, whatever, but not nearly in the numbers. And I'm like, what is it with the American culture that like promotes
because we're an oversexed society. Because we're an oversexed society, and if you are an oversexed society, then you want sex all the time.
Even by men, that shit is disgusting.
Well, I mean, tomato. I eat curry goat. I had people tell me that shit is disgusting. You eating a goat.
But at the end of the day, people forget that hyper masculinity. Sometimes it's a product of getting fucked when you was a little boy.
Yes. Mm. That's why I said it's mad. That's why I said it earlier. That hyper masculinity, all women should. That's why black women, I don't get it. You should be concerned when a nigga's that hyper-masculine. When if somebody make a gay joke around him, he want to fight and shit. It's a joke, nigga.
Or they say, no homo.
You're right.
I say no homo, but in a joking way. I know white, yo, you see some of the straightest white men be doing some of the gayest shit in the world. But then you see these quote-unquote, you know how many homo thugs there are walking around? Niggas that look so hard-bodied, niggas that look like they body a person in a second, and that nigga
OG,
be the gayest person walking. For real,
OG,
triple OGs,
yeah.
And niggas be gay as hell.
Because the thing is, again, the guy said it, and I'm going to ask Cindy about this. Cindy, do you worry about that idea? Because I brought up the women, and that is something that you should think about, but that's the obvious thing. But the problem with black people and people in general in America is we don't look at underneath the surface. The obvious thing is if your daughter's fine, watch out for the new nigga you dating. Now, the thing that you don't see as obvious is if your son is sitting there and you dating this new nigga, your son is a target too.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. Nobody meets my children unless I am serious about them. Nobody has met my children. I've dated. But nobody will meet them because.
Well, I don't put you in any position
to...
with my children. Here's my thing. I'll let you meet my daughter. You won't be in any position to do anything with my daughter. You won't be keeping my daughter while I go to an event and I'll be back in a few hours. Fuck that. My daughter go with me. Or she'll go back with her mama.
Or she'll go with their dad. Or they'll go with their dad.
Yes. But they won't go with you.
And I agree with that.
How does that come across to some people? Because I've had people get mad at me that I won't leave my daughter with them. They'll get mad. How does that happen when you do that? What do they say? Do they give you the, what, you don't trust me or I ain't going to do nothing?
I ain't going to do nothing to your son.
You damn right, because I ain't leaving
them. I'm not going to leave them with you. I'm not going to give you that opportunity to do that.
Why is it that people don't get that, though? I mean, think about it. If you're single, that means that most of the people you dated in the past, the reason you're single is because they did something. They did something that you didn't expect them to do, right?
Exactly.
They hurt or they lied to you. They cheated. They did something.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you ever listen to somebody that's 35, 36 in my case, that would be single, and then say, well, I would never do that to you. You should look at me and say, well, what happened to all them other bitches?
And people always tell me that I'm hypocritical because I have children, but I tend not to date men that have children. Just if they have children with a black woman, I will not date them. Because it's usually baby mama drama, and I don't do that.
And
she
really
gonna
trip if he got him a chick that look white. You are right.
She's gonna feel offended.
Well, too bad. It is what it is. I mean, I have my preferences, and I'm not gonna put up with drama if I don't have it in my life. Why am I gonna bring it into my life now?
But that's why, I mean, even when we had our little tete-a-tete, I wasn't upset with you. When I kicked you out, I was like, you're the administrator of a group with a nigga that hates my guts. I would be stupid if I didn't acknowledge that, wouldn't I?
Yes, but you should have came to me and told me about it.
I did. You was like, I don't know how I got it. You didn't say, fuck that shit. Listen, I'm telling you, the response should have immediately been, fuck that shit, I'm getting out. Not, I don't know, but I mean, ain't no big. Once you start doing that, I got a problem.
What group is this?
I'm lost.
Some dude that didn't like me that was in my group. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't even remember his name. That's wild.
It was real talk something. I don't know.
He was in this group and got mad at me because I said something about a white chick. Because what happened is, and if y'all notice, if you follow me on Twitter, you see it's a lot of niggas that just hate black women, period, that be acting like my words speak for them.
Right. And I don't speak for them motherfuckers.
Yep. Exactly. I'm like, I'm not saying what you're saying. Your ass just can't get no black pussy, and that's why you're upset.
Or just looking for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like niggas that can't get pussy that's talking about some come on my team. No, because your team going to end up with Byron Long. I know where this goes. You know what I'm saying? No, I know where you going. That's not what I'm talking about. But they'll sit up there and they will attach themselves to you. And he was one of those people. He was one of them guys that just love white folks and thought that my word helps solidify his love of white people. Until I said something to one of them snowbirds. Because people realize, here's the thing that people keep forgetting about me. If my mom out of line and say something to me out of line, I'll cuss that motherfucker out if she try to embarrass me on the show. I will.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to be cussed out, you need to be cussed out. We need to stop having sacred cows in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
People you can't
say
shit to.
We got too many.
Yeah,
we got too many.
We can't say shit to anybody, so we don't have any shame. So motherfuckers are allowed to do anything, and ain't shit you can do about it. You can't say anything about it, so they just get reckless and more reckless. And they keep building shit on top of shit. And then
So what happened was dude had his white girl. And I told a white girl she was out of line. He had nerve to tell me, you don't be talking to this white girl that way. And I said, hold on, dude.
Shit.
Yeah,
that's
but
like
wait. But let me give you a little bit of backstory.
Uncle
let me give you. But wait. Let me tell you why I had the biggest reason I had a problem. It's because he had a black cousin, blood relative, that he stuck in my group. And I didn't know it was his cousin, but I cussed that bitch out. She sent a message to him while being in the group, said, you my cousin. I can't believe you going to let that man talk to me like that. And he told her, his own blood cousin, you are grown. I don't fight other people's battles.
Wow.
So you let me call your black cousin a bitch and a hoe, and you told her you on your own. But this white bitch that's married to another black man that ain't you, nigga. Because it'd been different if it was his wife. I'd understand that. Nigga, I got to take up for my wife. You can't just be calling my wife no bitch. We're going to have to at least pretend fight in front of her at least.
I mean, for real, I agree with you, though. You gotta whisper in your ear, hey, dog, you was right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you right, but I'm going to have to inbox your ass that you right on your page. I'm about to cuss you out, dog. All right?
Yeah.
But don't block me, nigga. Don't block me, because I want to keep...
It's isn't it sad that we have to do that sometimes? Like, you have to confront another man, like, on some, yo, you fucking up. But you got to whisper to him, like, yo, I'll agree with you.
No, I told him that one time. He told my, he said, damn, bitch, you got some big old titties. Talk to my girl. And my girl's like, the fuck you just say? So I went over to the nigga. I was like, nigga, you can't be talking about girl like that. But I was like, shit, she did go to the surgeon to get them big old titties. They are nice, man. And he's like, you know, man, I didn't know that was your girl. I was just, you know, so I was like, I understand, nigga, but you know, I'm a push you. And then you just, you know, just act like, you know, all right, dude, you got it. So I pushed him. He's like, my bad, man. I was like, yeah, you know, I give him my card and shit. You know, holler at your boy. You know, I do it ready.
Got
a sister, nigga. She got a sister.
Tell me, could I vent real quick for 1 second? Because the son that you brought up that get on my fucking nerves with so many black people, so many Asians, some Indians, is this whitewash fucking mentality. That shit get on my god fucking nerves. The fact that you have one group of people that subjugated just about every other group of people, but yet you motherfuckers are worshiping them like they're fucking god. I fucking hate that shit about Asians and blacks and Indians.
That's the Helsinki syndrome. That's the Stockholm syndrome. Any place in any Nordic land.
The saltine cracker syndrome.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I have a question.
Go ahead, dear.
Have an answer.
Okay. What the hell does it mean when a black man tells you you're thick?
What does it mean? Come on, man. That ain't no question.
You know what that means. You know what he's trying to. It's a compliment to him. It's just like when I tell you black folks, you ignorant. I don't mean they actually don't know nothing.
What do you mean? What does it mean when a guy says you got some big ass titties?
No, I'm asking because I hear a lot of fat women say that they're thick.
Whoa.
You know the difference.
They're saying you think for a snowbird.
Mm. Oh, wow.
You know the difference. If
seriously,
you know
they're just giving you
fat.
You know what they mean. You know what a nigga mean. You know what? Let me tell you something about black folks. You can turn the TV off on any comedy show. Just turn the sound off and just watch them. You can know if what was said was funny, if what was said was irritating, if what was said was out of line, because black people wear their emotions on their face.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell if a nigga say, giving you a compliment no matter what he say. He can say, boobly boobly shabbily blue. But he got his hand on his chin hair and shaking his head like Young Jeezy. Even Young Jeezy, that nigga's ad-libs, you still know what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
What drug he sell the most drugs on every fucking album. That
you know what I'm saying?
He sold all the drugs in Atlanta.
Yo, I swear, Young Jeezy is the drug king.
But you know what a black man is saying to you by the look on his face.
That's true.
If he got a biscuit in his hand when he say, damn, you thick, and it's some syrup.
Come on. You got it from Popeye.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying,
man.
Let me bring in a couple more people. Let me bring in Vince and RC. What up, people?
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Not much. We're going to try to get to you guys and let you guys talk. But we're going to start with Vince. Vince, this is what it is you want to know, whatever it is you want to talk about, what it is you want to bring up, bro.
Hey, you know, Tommy, I heard you talking about the, you know, the Chrysler 300 that you got earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to know what's the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6?
That's a $40,000 cocksucker bitch.
Five.
About 30, 40 grand, cocksucker beat it.
Yo, oh, yeah, tell me about that. Wait a minute. When people say the 300C is like a small Phantom,
no,
that cracks me up.
Because
I've driven, I've heard people say that a million times. I've driven both cars. I have driven a Phantom before on rims, and I've driven a 300C on rims. They are a billion worlds apart. They're not even on the same echelon. They're not even in the same universe of cars.
Well, I don't know who told
you. Only fucking broke niggas say shit like that. Niggas
yeah, I don't
that
know
ain't never been in a
that.
Phantom say shit like that.
The Phantom literally feel like a jumbo. The closest thing you could compare to is a jumbo Cadillac. That's what it feel like. An oversized
and it's like,
caddy.
It's like you're
who
gliding.
Said,
it's like you're not
that?
Even going
exactly.
Anywhere.
Only person I believe would have told you that would have been Space Ghost that said it was like the Phantom.
I heard people say that at school. I heard Cat Williams say that on one of his stand-ups. But then he did
he's
say
a,
it.
That
it
well,
only looked
know,
like it until a phantom
was,
pull up. Until a phantom
it was
pull
meant
up.
To be a joke originally. You know,
I know.
Because it has that boxy shape. And because, you
but
know,
it's
real
nothing alike,
so it's like,
man.
Yeah, I know. But it's the whole thing about aspiring to what it looks like.
Yeah.
Stupid
but
shit like,
what
yo,
it
yo,
is.
Yo, dog. What's the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6? 30 to 40 grand top step to beat it.
But she's got love.
And it cracked me up because, like, Tommy, people don't even know the basics of automobiles because you have a 300C, so you know the 300C share the same chassis as the Magnum, as the Charger. You know,
well,
I think it shared the same chassis as something else, if I'm not mistaken. One more
y'all,
car I can't
y'all
remember
gotta
right
hold
now.
On a minute, because when me and RC and Vince on, y'all got to hold on a second, because when me and RC and Vince on, it kind of get a little...
Get hectic.
We spick it up a little bit.
Fucking take a motherfucker.
Right.
I'm not really
crazy. Speak it up a little bit.
Like,
that's
what I'm talking about. Who else but me?
You know what I'm saying? So, Vince, what is it that you've been thinking about the show so far, and what is it that you want to bring up? Any topic you want to think about, talk about? I'll address that shit.
Well, man, I've been listening to the whole show, and you know, I was having like all kinds of different things to say. I was like, I'd hear a different topic, and I'd be like, oh, I want to speak on that. Then I hear the next topic, I'd be like, oh, I want to speak on that. And now, like Leroy just brought up the whole whitewash thing, and that really irritates the crap out of me too, because I see it all over the place, especially you know in Los Angeles and stuff. You know, in Los Angeles, you know, everybody, it's like everybody aspires to that, and it irritates the crap out of me, man. It's just,
mm-hmm.
It's like nobody has any like you know pride in even thinking about anything else other than that.
No, you're right, and I think we just fell in love with, especially out west. We fall in love with weird stuff.
Yeah, well, it's like the Hollywood effect. You know, everybody wants to. It's a, and actually, like I was just saying about the cars, they aspire to what they see, and they constantly see every day. It's like a social conditioning of like races, like by virtue of like self hatred. You know, it's like you have you know. People, women in China and stuff, bleaching their skin and stuff. Now.
Yep,
wearing,
in Korea. With the cream.
They're wearing like bikinis on their faces, like they're out on the beach. You know, there's like 6 billion of them, so they're you know they're all out on the beach and they can't move anywhere, so they just wear you know bikinis on their face.
Yep. He's right.
Yeah,
they use
I mean,
bleaching cream in Korea, and I'm like, y'all already. How do you? You're fucking yellow. That's the color that Asians are specified as, even though they're really not yellow. They're white skin. And you use bleaching cream? How do you bleaching? What do you want your people to see your fucking veins like a highway system? Like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
I think there's so much, again, when you're – we have learned – and I just really want to say this. I know it sounds wrong, and black women hate it when I say it. The pinnacle of masculinity is a black man. The pinnacle of femininity is a white woman.
That's exactly true.
It's pretty much.
That's absolutely true. Just like you were talking about that whole magazine cover thing earlier where, you know, LeBron James looking like King Kong and shit about to kidnap the white lady in the
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before. I've seen that cover.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a big uproar about that cover.
I thought T.O. did that once.
Yeah, T.O. did that with the white woman. T.O. did it with the white woman. You remember, like, right before? That's when it was when Desperate Housewives was at his peak.
Yeah, I forgot.
And this nigga decided that he didn't want to go to the football game because he'd rather fuck that white woman.
Got that.
Seriously,
pushy,
y'all don't remember that ad?
Mm-mm.
It was right before the Monday night game. You can go look it up. The white girl was like, he was saying, you know, he told the white girl, you know, I'm getting ready to go. I got to go to the game. He had on his football gear. And she was like, is there anything I can do to convince you? And she dropped her towel, and you, of course, can see it from the back.
Yeah.
You can't see her butt.
Yeah.
You can see she
I
naked.
Remember the commercial.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
threw
Ooh,
off his commercial. Helm and said, forget that. And he jumped on her, and then they went, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
I remember that commercial.
Yep, they pulled
that's,
that shit like the next day.
No, they
like
played that commercial a few times.
Admit it, but have you
they
noticed
did.
That every other group of men will admit what I just said? Like, if you say the black man's the pinnacle of masculinity, it doesn't mean that he's better than you. I'm just saying, when you think of a masculine man, it usually starts – it was at one point, it was the Hispanic male, because every time you wanted to see sexuality, it was a Ricardo Montalban. It was somebody like that until Ricky Martin
really
fucked that up.
Yeah, Ricky Martin fucked that up for him. Once they saw Ricky, they fucked it up.
Ricky Martin really fucked it up.
He sure did.
How could
Ricky
you not tell that nigga was homo?
Yeah,
same thing with Anderson
up,
Cooper.
Then they started turning to Blair Underwood and shit.
That was always a placeholder.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it, it was the black man. Now every time you hear somebody's voice got to be spoken in a sexual manner on a show. Who is this? A black man's voice.
Yep. Did you notice the same thing, Tommy, with Anderson Cooper and not T.J. Holmes, but Don Lemon from CNN? Women were going crazy when they found out them two guys was gay. I was like, how could you not tell Don Lemon was gay? How could you not? I bet you men were telling their girls, yeah, that nigga gay, and them girls was like, no, he not.
Well, once you start wearing them European fit suits, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, for anybody that know anything about suits, the European fit suits are fit real thin, and they fit on you real like tight, and you button them with one button in the middle. That's like the gay
sign. Skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans.
Oh, well, what y'all trying to say about skinny jeans, though?
Like you can't
eat anything. I mean, you're a grown man.
You can't eat anything, otherwise your suit will pop off.
Yeah.
Yo, have y'all seen Kirk Franklin recently?
He's doing it too. He's doing it too.
That nigga gay.
But I'm surprised that people are even questioning that.
He's got lip gloss on, the grittiest culottes you ever seen in your life, with the Philly Pirate shirt, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. I got eyes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff that I don't question. Like, you got to prove me wrong. Not I got to prove myself wrong. You got to prove me wrong. I'm going to always go left. Whatever you do, I'm going to say, yeah, that's pretty much you do. I didn't do it. You got to prove to me. You got to show me the tape, nigga. Show me the tape.
That shit cracked me up. As I was telling my sister my sister kind of liked Anderson Cooper. She was like, that's a cute-ass white man. I'm like, let me tell you something. I've been telling her this for like 2.5-3 years. I was like, this nigga is gay. Anderson Cooper is gay. I'm telling you. She's like, no, he's not. I'm like, Anderson
You can
Cooper
tell a white
gay.
Man gay for this reason only. If you think he's sexy and you don't ever see him with no woman, that would be the sign. Think about it. I knew Ricky Martin was gay before anybody else knew it, because I said when a man is on top, he gets a fine ass bitch to be with him. Every man does it. Think about it. Even though George Clooney won't marry him, where do you always see him with?
A badass chick. Yeah.
No man on top is going to walk around without a fine bitch, because that's the perk of having money.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's gay.
Same
so
thing
any
with,
woman
with,
that walks around and says, oh, that man's not gay, he's just, Tyler Perry's gay.
I think so. I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I think
absolutely.
So.
Man, the Boondocks exposed that all, like, top to bottom in that episode.
Oh, yeah, the Boondocks did go off on that. The Boondocks.
You don't have that kind of money and decide you still ain't got no bitch with you? Something's not right.
Yeah.
Something
I mean, and it's crazy. It's crazy to me because it's almost like they're trying to do like a lot of these dudes. They try to do like the gayest shit possible, and they try to tell you, tell me I'm not gay. Like, stand up to me, motherfucker.
Yo, you know what
like
cracked me up?
To say like, yo, man, I want to suck your dick, no homo. Say
whoa,
shit like that.
Whoa, that's some
like,
homo.
What?
No, that's some mad homo shit, yo. Niggas not supposed to go that far in the play homo stuff. There's a line where the no homo can't be crossed, yo. You can't.
That nigga say I'm gonna suck your dick, no homo.
No, you can't. Yo, that's true. Like, niggas be trying to pull mad homo moves and be like, no homo. Like, nah, nigga, you can't try to fill my junk and just say no homo, nigga. That's mad homo. Like, nigga, yo, niggas be doing that shit. You mad gay.
The woman just lifting all over your balls.
What up, RC? What's up, man?
Just chilling. Was watching the 48, but I heard most of the conversation, and I was like, damn. I said, you know what, Tommy? If anybody hasn't congratulated you, let me be the first, okay? Your shit is on key, all right?
Thank you, brother.
It pisses me off that people... You know, they just like looking through you. You know, it's like it's a man talking without a face. That's what they see. You know, they don't see a brother in front of them. They don't see somebody, you know, who's talking about, you know what, the difference between emotions, like you were saying, you know, and reality, you know. I was really impressed with the 19-year-old girl. She was talking because I'm from New York too, you know. And I said to myself, damn, 19 years old, raised by her grandparents. You know, and for her to say, you know, that her mother didn't do anything, okay, I know, you know, reality-wise, it may hurt, because it'll hurt anybody. You know, say, well, what about your mom? You know, well, she didn't do anything for me. Again, that could be emotional. You know what I'm saying? When people ask, you know, what you about, where you come from, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? When it comes to black professors not available in colleges, and you was talking about the, you know, you took up Latin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they are so fucking discombobulated, okay, the white man. He is so discombobulated, okay? Like, you went to school, you say you took Latin, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, when you come to America, okay, that Spanish is so fucking discombobulated, it's ridiculous. Because
yep.
Puerto Ricans do not speak Latin. Dominicans do not speak Latin, okay? Spain is a country that's supposed to be Spanian, right? And them motherfuckers
yep.
don't speak nothing, okay? I can't even understand them when they fucking talk. Put it that way.
Totally
I can't understand, like Portuguese. I can't understand Portuguese at all.
Exactly, you know. But yet, they got this hostility towards the rest of, like, say, Latin America, you know, countries, Panama, you know, El Salvador, you know, whatever, you name it. And they act like they're fucking inferior to us.
Yeah.
And when I look at them, you know what I tell them? I say, listen, first of all, you are so fucked up thinking you've been white all these fucking years, okay?
Yep.
You don't even know where the hell you're coming from. So the thing
And he's right about that. People from Espana,
yeah,
they look down upon all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're the originators, that's why.
You
they're
know,
the originators.
We're speaking their language.
And the shit is, right,
yeah.
Like I have my daughters, right? I'm Puerto Rican, okay? And I have my daughters, like, one day they came home and said, yeah, Dad, I mean, you know, she started talking some shit, and I looked at her, I said, what the fuck was that? Oh, well, just Spanish. I said, where? You know, I mean, you know, because I told her, I said, straight up, I said, listen, look at here. I said, who's teaching you? Oh, this professor, you know, this and that, whatever, is he or she Spanish? No. He's white.
Mm.
Okay. All right, so this is what you do when you go back to school, okay? You tell him, did it occur to you or did anybody explain to you that the dialects for all the Latin American countries
are different
from
mm-hmm.
whatever you're trying to teach me here today, okay? And she went and she threw that at him, and supposedly he got a little upset, but this is what my daughter did. My daughter said, well, you know what? If you're teaching me this, to go out in the world and communicate, okay? How do I communicate with my own people when the language and the dialects are different? So then really you're doing me an injustice, okay? Even though my father's teaching me Spanish and we can communicate with Puerto Ricans, basically, Dominicans, El Salvador, Panamanians, or whatever. But even as a whole, in Latin America, a lot of our words, okay, mean different.
Yep.
Okay, like
and
in El Salvador.
Slightly different
exactly. In El Salvador, if they say, you know, mira un bicho, right? You know what that means, right, Tommy?
Say it again.
Bicho.
No.
Okay, that means dick in Puerto Rican. In Puerto Rico, it would mean dick. But in El Salvador, it's a fly. You see what I'm saying?
Mm. Right.
But it's different dialects, and it could be the simples of words, and sometimes it's a curse
word. Well, like
word.
I remember I said to a Puerto Rican, and I walked up to him, I said, ¿Qué onda, wey? Do you know what I just said? ¿Qué onda, wey?
Okay. And what do you say?
I'm basically saying, like, what's up, nigga?
Exactly. Yeah. But he didn't understand you, though,
he
right?
didn't understand a fucking word I said.
Tommy and RC, let me ask y'all a question, because it's a debate I get into a lot with mainly my Dominican friends. Some of them agree with me, but some of them don't. And I always say, like, when you ask a lot of Hispanics, what race are you? They're like, I'm Hispanic. I'm like, bitch, that's not a race. I get mad
mm-hmm.
and frustrated, especially with Dominicans, because, you know, Haitian descent. I Sarah Island with them, and I'm like, nigga, y'all some of the most self-hating motherfuckers on the planet. Y'all never admit that, nigga, most of y'all are black, number one. Number two,
well,
yeah,
here's the thing. I want to say this, though. We do have a bit of a camaraderie together, because I think we were raised different. Like, I was going to ask RC and Vince, and they could tell you if I'm lying or not. We just were raised a bit differently, meaning how – it's so difficult for blacks to take accountability? Mm-hmm. We were forced to believe that, one, we're going to be viewed differently by white people, and two, mm-hmm. if we're going to build it, we got to build it ourselves. Am I wrong,
exactly.
R.C. Vince?
Exactly.
No, absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely,
I mean,
right.
You know,
yep.
That's exactly why you hear, you know, a lot of Hispanics and stuff, you know, they'll claim national heritage, even if they might be American, like, nationally. They'll claim,
yeah,
a,
like the
a
New
Yorkers,
they crack me up.
Yeah, yeah.
What,
but I mean that has to do with at least that, you know, it might be a little bit misplaced, but it has to do with, you know, claiming some semblance of self.
Yes.
As opposed to claiming something that somebody else set up for you. It's kind of like, you know, that whole thing where, you know, Tommy was trying to tell some, you know, the ladies earlier, you know, if you call yourself mixed one time, you're not black, you know, you're mixed.
Yeah.
And the whole reasoning behind that is you want to set up your own rules, because it was white people that set up the whole one drop rule.
Yeah,
so they're the ones that set that up, and now all of you gonna follow it? So that means you're just a mental slave, even though slavery was supposedly abolished.
Amen.
Mm.
Yeah, but the bottom line is this, right? They also created a ball of confusion. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Like I've talked to people over the years, okay, and they like, well, what are you? I said, well, I'm Puerto Rican. Family's from Puerto Rico? Yes. But the rest of the family came in here starting in the 40s. That was grandpa, et cetera, et cetera. And now basically we all here, okay? But this is what I tell people, especially when they have a hard time trying to figure you out. And this is my response. I say, okay, you want the answer? You ready for this? And I tell them straight up, what is a Puerto Rican? And they're like, what? I say, yeah, tell me what is a Puerto Rican. What is a Dominican? What is a Cuban? Okay? What's a Panamanian? What's a Dominican? You know what I'm saying? Bottom
mm-hmm.
line is this. I said, some motherfuckers, okay, back in, you know, 13th, 14th century, okay, started landing on fucking parts of the world, and they say,
yep.
Yeah, wow, what's this? We got Taino Indians here, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we're going to name this Puerto Ricans. We're going to name this Puerto
mm-hmm.
Rico. We became Puerto Ricans.
Yep.
They went to fucking Dominican. They named it Dominican.
Oh, Puerto
Rico, they named Haiti. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So technically, you know, really? I mean, these identities were placed on us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not the people that came from there.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? My grandmother was a Taino Indian. She was 4'10" tall. Dark hair, straight black, okay, brown skin, and the only place I ever seen people that even looked similar to them when I was in the military, I was on a canal zone in Panama in a
mm-hmm.
place called Colon City.
Amerindian.
And we was doing war games in the jungles, and we ran into these people. All they was covering up was their private parts. This was in the 70s. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I thought I was looking at the animal kingdom, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a reality that, you know, I said, holy shit. I mean, these are the people that were here first.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The original
see?
You.
But you go to Panama City, and everybody look fucking European, but they're Panamanian. You see what I'm saying?
He is correct.
Puerto Rico, same
yep.
shit. Dominican, same shit. Trinidad, you know. And it's a shame because, you know, they instilled an identity, okay? They created it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, at the same time, they learned to hate us, too.
I never get that. I never understand, like, we had Native Americans on the islands, the Arawak Indians, everything, and they got wiped out. And you look at, like, Dominican Republic, you look at Puerto Rico, you look at Cuba, and that is not a one single one of them walking around. How
exactly.
bad was it? How bad was it? How bad was it that white people offed all these people
well,
to the
it's
point
a simple
where that's not
process.
One of them walking around?
It's a simple process,
sure,
and that's why a lot of us as quote-unquote Hispanics do relate to each other, because one of the reasons why is we can look and see the Indians got wiped out.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of mixed breeds, basically. I mean,
exactly.
Really get down to it.
Exactly.
And what,
like,
and what
Brazilians to me
does?
Are the prime example of mixed breed. Brazilians are the you can't get no more mixed than Brazilians. They be black, pretty much Brazilians are pretty much black, Native American, and European descent. That's a big mix, you know, and it always cracked me up when people, like, look at them like, oh, my God, they're so attractive and blah, blah, blah. But yet people hate blacks, or they hate whites, or they hate Indians. But I'm like, that's pretty much what Brazilians are, is nothing but a bunch of mixed Indian, black, and European descent. And look how everybody's now, like, looking at Brazilian women like,
yeah, we have a faction in Panama that's mixed with Chinamen.
Yeah, Jamaica has that too, you know.
Yeah. Well, look, you got the Chinese, Cuban Chinese restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I got a question, Tommy.
Go ahead.
I got a question. This is to the lady with the, I believe she says she has mixed kids.
Cindy, she's still here.
Okay. My question would be, was it difficult for the children, okay, and I believe maybe they still growing up, okay, maybe they still young or whatever. Does she have a problem with society as a whole on how they view her kids? Because you know,
Cindy's Hispanic like
people,
us. She's just a fair skin.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah,
remember you were saying earlier about, you know, mix and, oh, you're black, you're this and that. Because I noticed, you know, throughout my lifetime, you know, that sometimes kids of mixed race, they get picked on a lot, you know, and it's sad because when you're like, say, 5 years old, 6 years old, and other kids are saying, well, you know, okay, you look black, but you're not black. Or you look Latin, but you're not Latin. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you know, I was wondering if society, you know, is doing an injustice to these kids growing up.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, adults don't get it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like they say, who that child? I say, oh, well, you look like black. Oh, you look, oh, I don't want him over here. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes they even let the kid know, oh, well, you ain't black because you too light.
Yeah, they put a
you
tag
know
on
saying?
Them. Exactly.
Or you ain't Spanish because you too black. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? Stupid shit like that. You know,
yep.
That's another shit they created.
But have
us,
you noticed?
You know?
That's why I had to just – I noticed when I got to the States, I just dropped the moniker. I just dropped it. I just became black. Seriously?
I hear you. I hear you.
Well, what else was I going to say? They didn't give a shit.
because of the one-drop rule, Tommy, because you
yeah,
didn't make
no
the rule.
Yeah, no one gave a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is
and, see, and one of the
nobody
one of the funny things. Now, see, one of the funny things about that whole one drop thing too is, you know, like I have black like distant back in my family, but my grandmother was one of the only few people that knew that because it was her father that was, and so that's why she would always tell my parents specifically because my mom's side of the family is all mixed up. It's Asian, you know, Mexican, black, and God knows what else. I don't know, man. But she would always tell him, like, you know, that whole the whole one drop thing. Like, even though you don't look black, you can't judge another person because you're gonna get judged too because you sure as hell ain't white.
Exactly.
You know, she,
and the
she,
thing
she,
about
she,
it, like people would always laugh. My first cousin, because he's the only. I typically don't let many of my family members get on there because they can't handle people cussing them out and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one family member that's attached to my Facebook page, and I look like Usain Bolt, and he looked like Oscar De La Hoya. We are first cousins, not second, third, first cousins. And people ask him all the time, are you guys really related, whatever? His grasp of English is maybe 15% of English he knows. That's it. But still, people will not look at us as relatives, even when we tell each other, when they see our parents, then they'll say, well, okay, well, I get that.
Yeah.
But then when they see the other side of the family, they say, well, okay, but I don't get that.
I have a question too, Tommy.
Hold on a second. I want Cindy to answer that though. He asked, well, do you think we're kind of doing the kids an injustice because the kids are getting told things that at home they're getting told differently? You're getting told at home this is what you are, but when you get out in public, somebody just gives you a 5-second glance and says, no, this is what you are.
Yeah.
It's like they tell them that they're black and they're not black.
How do you deal with it? Like you said, we're in a way doing a disservice to the children, knowing that they're going to... I think what he means, RC, you can tell me if I'm wrong. Like, we don't properly equip the kids for dealing with the fact that this is going to happen.
Well, I tell them that this is going to happen, and I tell them you're part of both me and your father.
That's
you're
cool.
Not
I
just
like
part
that
part of your father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not going to make your father less, and I'm not going to be... I mean, I'm not going to make myself less. Just
but
because.
I think that's why Hispanics in general, we get along. We do have our country pride, but we also know we come from a variation of people, so we acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was born in New Orleans, so a lot of my family Creole, and that's what I was meaning earlier. We got to admit the world going to see you one way. The
mm-hmm.
family may see you a different way. We're not telling the kids that, look, when you go outside the door, you're this. That's what they're going to all call you. But when you get at home, I can teach you about all this other stuff.
Yes.
So you confuse them by just letting them just wander.
Exactly.
Right.
And what we need to teach the kids, too, is to you got to be strong enough to be able to educate ignorant people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we tell our kids that? Instead of saying they're going to look at you and call you black, so go along with it.
And that's kind of alluding to...
My children will say, no, I'm not just black. My mother is part of me. So I'm not gonna make her less just because you look at me black. I'm not black. Both
exactly.
of my parents have told me I'm black and I'm Mexican.
And that alludes to what I was saying earlier is that when I had a tire problem when I was like 20 years old with one of my cars, so I always used to go through tires. And one time my dad brought me to like South Miami, and I met my first black Cuban at 20 years old. I didn't even know there was such thing as black Cubans, because white Cubans never – I went to school with a lot of Cubans, but they never – this shit never came up. Like, they never claimed them.
And people try to
act
like we don't have a
caste
system, and I keep telling them, yes, we do have a caste system. It exists there too.
I'm like, damn, there's black Cubans. My dad knows how to speak Spanish, Portuguese, French, Creole, a million different languages almost. And my dad's talking to the guy, and when my dad walked away and came to me, he was like, guess what that guy is? I was like, I don't know. And he was like, he's Cuban. I would have thought he was Dominican, you know, maybe even Panamanian, but never Cuban. He was like, yeah, he's Cuban. So I met my first black Cuban at 20 in Miami. It's ridiculous.
And I tell people the caste system
exists. You know where a lot of that comes from, though? You know where a lot of that comes from is the fact that all of the Spanish networks are located in Miami, and they're all controlled by Spaniards from Cuba who were exiled when Che Guevara and Fidel Castro took over.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's why
all
Cuba,
Spanish channels,
white Cubans run Miami. I'm telling you this. And it's sad because, like, the Marlins, I don't know if you guys heard when the Marlins manager had once said he looks up to Castro because all this time America had been trying to kill Castro and had never been able to do it, and he had to like go on suspension for 2 weeks because he said that because the Cubans in Miami were so mad about it. And I'm like, damn, like Cuba, like you have no idea how they bully around other groups.
But see,
and
that's
other
what you
got to
understand.
Miami.
Like, we're not a monolith. Like, I'm Panamanian. I didn't find that a problem. I'm pretty sure RC didn't have a problem.
Yeah,
with
most
it.
Hispanic groups didn't find that a problem. They were really actually pissed off about that.
But
a lot
we understand
of people
that different
yeah,
people
but,
have, but
you,
but
you
that's what
understand.
We do. We do know that we all have different fights.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The Panamanian fight isn't the Puerto Rican fight. It just isn't.
It's starting to get that way, though, Tommy. Like I said, because of the way the TV networks are being controlled, they're being controlled specifically by Spaniards to promote white supremacy amongst Spanish people. That's why you have Mundo Fox now.
Yep.
You know, what the fuck
well,
is a Mundo
look at
Fox?
This, Tommy. Here it is, Tommy. You got Puerto Ricans, okay, for the last, I would say, about 20 years that I experienced it, and I said to myself, what the fuck is wrong with these people? you got Puerto Ricans, okay.